Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we think home improvement is an adventure. And if you are on your own home improvement adventure, we hope it's going well. If it's not, because sometimes adventures have unusual things that happen, you know, twists and turns along the way. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you tackle those projects and get them done. Help yourself first, though, by calling us with your questions. You can do that at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, technology is your friend. When you go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, you can record a question and send it directly to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, with all the recent storms, have you had a tree or two fall down? Have you had to have it removed by a tree company? And maybe they left the stump behind because it's like really expensive to get rid of stumps?
That's an extra charge.
It's always an extra charge, as if it was an option, right? Well, guess what? That job is about as far away from DIY as it can get, but we have got some options you can use yourself in just a bit.
And also ahead, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but do they signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus step-by-squeaky-step tips to make them go away for good in just a bit.
And now that we've reached September, it's a good time to take a good look at your gutters. They are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing. If yours are in bad shape, there are some serious structural problems that can result.
But first, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. You know, in the East Coast, our kids just went back to school this week, so maybe you got some extra time on your hands looking to fill a project or two in that time frame. Let us help you figure out what you can tackle in a school day. That should be a tip. School day projects.
Things that you can tackle inside of a, say, 6 or 7 hour school day window, right? There you go.
Yes, I like this.
Give us a call with your questions because we are here to help you get those projects done. School day or not, we can help you tackle those to-dos with confidence and get them done right the very first time. So call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sarah's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
So we had a roof fixed, and in the process there was a leak, and they painted the ceiling inside, but it still has like a yellow tinge. We're just wondering how to fix that. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, geez, I feel like every time there's a roof leak, you end up with like some strange discoloration. So first of all, roof leak is fixed, so that's good. Now, for painting, I mean, you've got to, once that leak is fixed and everything's dry in that ceiling, you've got to spot prime. Otherwise, if you just were to recover with the ceiling paint, that stain is going to kind of magically seep through and find its way through that paint color. So you have to make sure that you spot prime, or if you're up to it, prime the whole ceiling again. Let that dry well, and then paint it with a ceiling paint, and that'll do the trick. But you definitely have to make sure you prime it. Otherwise, you're just going to keep seeing it. All right, now we've got Tom on the line who needs some help finding caulk. Tell us about it.
Hi. I have a question about a cement-stamped patio that we have on the back. It's got a pretty big crack in it, and I wanted to find the best way to go ahead and either fill that. I didn't know if you use, like, a special kind of caulk or if you got to get that is somehow able to be stained and made the same color and trowel it in.
Well, it's nice that you have a stamped concrete patio, but unfortunately, I don't believe you'll be able to find anything beyond the basic caulk colors. You should seal the crack, because if you don't, water gets in there, it freezes, it expands, it disturbs the dirt under the patio and cause more cracking. So you do need to get that sealed in there. But I don't think you'll be able to find one that matches it exactly. There is a product called Exact Color, which will allow you to tint caulk by mixing it with paint. But I'm pretty sure it's only available as a latex, which is not as optimal for an outdoor application as the silicone would be. There are concrete products that you can mix with dyes to get a color, but the problem is that you shouldn't really be patching those things with concrete because it's just going to fall out. It's not designed to actually stick. There is a product called Recap made by Quikrete. It may be possible to stain that to match it, and that is a different configuration, so it's designed to basically adhere very well to old concrete. But I think I would focus on just using a clear caulk. I just don't think it's going to be practical for you to be able to mix one or find one that's just exactly the right color, unless it happens to be, you know, almond or white or gray or all the sort of standard colors. So good luck with that project.
Janet in South Carolina, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
Got a question on options other than tile to put around bathroom due to some staining.
So options other than tile for a bathroom wall. So I think, Leslie, first we have to consider durability here. And if you don't want to go tile, then I'm thinking probably a surround. One of these pre-made surrounds, probably the way to go, right?
I mean, they're going to be the best way to go. They're clean. You know, they're seamless except at the corners. So you have a nice, smooth, solid wall that's, you know, virtually leak-proof except for the areas that you attach to, floor, sides. So the wall itself is going to be great. And they do come in a variety of colors. They can look like they have tile pressed into them. You know, I mean, lots of different ways to use it.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of skill required to install them because they're not going to fit perfectly out of the box. Sometimes you have to trim the width. And, of course, they have to be glued in place and you have to be caulked at the bottom. But I think that's a really good, inexpensive, effective option for you if you don't want to go with tile.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local pros to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you guys had some trees fall in that last storm, you may need to hire a tree service who will use a specialized stump grinder, which I must tell you is a machine resembling a torture chamber of sorts from the scariest horror movie you can ever imagine. And it's the only thing that totally gets rid of stumps. But it's expensive. However, we've got a few options that are not expensive and that you can actually do yourself to share when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, Leslie, remember last week when we talked about, in your episode of Last Words, we talked about how to use tiki torches safely?
Yes.
Well, apparently we forgot to tell people that they shouldn't be using rubbing alcohol as fuel. There's a couple in New Jersey that used rubbing alcohol, which is insane, instead of the regular standard torch fluid. And guess what? The whole thing exploded, and they got seriously burned,
I'm
and
sure
they had to be airlifted to the hospital. So, please, people, don't use anything but the fluids and the fuels that those torches are designed to do. Or better yet, as Leslie shared last week, use the LED versions. They're far safer.
And they're so cute.
And they are cute, yep. And, you know, those lights last a long time, those LEDs. I can't believe how long some of those LED flashlights and other lighting devices. I have one for camping, and I had last taken a tent out about 3 years ago for this particular trip that I went on, so I dug out my old tent for this, and I found I had some little camp lights inside of it. Do you know the batteries were still good in those lights?
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were saying I left them on the whole time. And all that
3 years later, they're still working. So, yeah, there's a lot of options here that are a lot safer for people.
All right, now we've got Bowen on the line who's dealing with some extra dirt under the house. This is strange. What's going on?
I am about a foot too much dirt under my house, 1,400 square feet, so about 1,400 cubic feet of dirt that I need to pull out from under my house, and it is very difficult through the small crawl space. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that without breaking my back.
Wow, that is a really weird question. So I am curious as to why you need to remove all of that dirt. One thing that comes to mind is, you know, foundations, you would like to think that the footing for your foundation was 3 feet below ground, but I'm concerned that if you take out a foot of soil from that crawl space, you may expose part of that footing, and you can't go deeper than the footing. So the first question is, where is the footing? Because you can't go deeper than that. Secondly, you know, you mentioned there was a very small opening. That's the first thing I would work on. I would enlarge the opening so that I had a comfortable place to work. And I think if it was me, Leslie, and I had to do this project, and I don't know why you feel you have to, but assuming that you do, what I would do is I would trench down the middle of the crawl space from end to end. So this way I'm working, you know, to the front wall and to the back wall from sort of a center trench, and that would make it a little bit easier. But, boy, you know what? It comes to mind, Leslie, this is going to be you know, like when some of those old Army movies where they were trying to dig a tunnel and they kept putting the dirt, you know, in the legs of their pants and walking around and dropping it all over the field.
And like shaking it out as they walked around.
Shaking it out, yeah. I mean, you're gonna have quite a conveyor belt there getting that dirt out. It's gonna be like a bucket brigade. to take it out. There is no easy way to do this. You want to do it without breaking your back? I don't have that solution for you. You can't get equipment down there. This is all going to be done by hand, and it is not going to be easy. So I hope you have a really good reason for doing this. I would definitely be curious to learn more. So reach back out to us, and we can take it from there.
Heading over to Tennessee, where Lori's on the line with a question about a concrete floor. How can we help you, Lori?
The flooring that we have now, and it has some cracks. I want to know what I need to do to fill those cracks.
Well, cracks in concrete are really pretty typical, so I wouldn't get too upset that you have a crack or two in that surface. If you want to repair those cracks, if it's something like a garage floor, for example, you can patch those. There are different products that are used specifically for repairing concrete. They're available in a tube. They're available in a caulk gun. They're available also as in sort of like a stucco-like consistency that you can recoat the surface with. So if you have a surface that's really badly cracked or it's deteriorated, you can use a product like Recap, which is made by Quikrete, and you apply that to the old surface. It adheres perfectly, and when you're done, it looks like a brand new concrete slab has been poured.
Well, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, that stump is left behind, and it's not so pretty. You know, it's a tripping hazard. It can definitely damage your lawnmower as you try to mow around it. It attracts insects, and let's face it, sawn-off trunks, they really don't look great. Now, stump removal truly is your only option, and there's nothing easy about removing the stump from the ground. But if you're willing to trade off waiting time for expense, there actually are a few number of ways that you can eliminate the stumps for very little cost, so here's a few different methods that you can try out.
Now, the most common method of stump removal is, of course, grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can get. You need to hire a tree service. They use a specialized stump grinder. The tool features like a spinning circular grinding blade that's plunged into the ground again and again to chew up the stump. I mean, it's like a torture device. It absolutely is a horrific thing to watch happen. Actually, I shouldn't say horrific. I should say it's kind of cool to see the power, but, I mean, just scary at the same time. But it's expensive.
Yes. I mean, I feel the same when I see, like, when they take down a tree and they put the branches
grinder
in that
thing,
grinder.
Yeah,
like, that freaks me out, even though, like, you would have to physically, like, flail into it. But I'm like, oh, God, somebody's getting hurt. So when I see the stump grinder, I'm like, oh, no. Like, it's scary, but it's amazing.
And it's expensive. It can, you know, it can add a few hundred dollars in and up to the cost of removing that tree. But, you know, if you're a hardy do-it-yourselfer, there are other options.
Now, if you're a hardy do-it-yourselfer, you can dig out a medium, smallish size stump, and you can do that maybe in an afternoon. And here's the steps if you want to give it a go. You have to dig around the stump with a pointed shovel until you expose those roots, and then extend the hole a few feet out from the stump. So that's just giving yourself some room to kind of work there. Then cut through the exposed roots, and it helps to have a variety of tools on hand because you're going through compacted soil and then through different sizes of roots. So you got to have a bunch of different things, and good tools for this part of the project include a lopper, a pruning saw, an axe, a digging bar. I mean, you're going to use them all, I promise.
Yeah, and you can also then continue to work your way through the roots and the soil until you can actually rock the stump back and forth. And once you can have it moved from side to side, you can use a pry bar for that, cut through the rest of the exposed roots, and just keep working your way around until the entire root ball is cut free. And then you remove the hole and you fill it with soil. Now, that's not the only option, though. You can also use stump removal chemicals. They're sold online in home improvement stores. They contain usually potassium nitrate, which speeds up that microbial process of decomposition. Now, I did something similar to this on a smaller stump that I had in our front yard. I drilled a bunch of holes with, like, a spade bit that were, like, 1 inch in diameter. I filled the holes with Epsom salt. And then just covered the top. And actually, I will say that it took probably about a year before it was completely gone, but it actually worked. And so we didn't have to actually grind that away by using the salt option. So there are options. You can also burn a stump out, but that's a bit dangerous, and I wouldn't recommend it unless it's something you're really, really familiar with how to do.
One day we'll get my Uncle Pat on the show to tell you about how he tried to do that.
And didn't end well?
The whole. not good so well. At the end, we needed a new lawn, new landscaping, a whole bunch of new stuff.
And a fire extinguisher.
All right, now I've got John from Arkansas. What's going on?
I've put a recent addition on the back of my house. It's about 16 by 16, and it's a pier foundation. Where it butts up to the house is a slab foundation. Due to levelness, unlevelness, part of the floor is perfectly level with the slab, but at one corner of it, where I'm going to try to tie two LVP products together, it's about a half an inch of concrete is higher than where it's going to tie in.
Okay.
Do I need to grind that down somehow?
No.
Or?
No, what I would do is, what's the floor, what kind of flooring are you going to use when you're all said and done?
LVP, laminated vinyl plastic.
Oh, okay. So what I would do is this. I would use floor leveling compound, and I would basically put the floor leveling compound in and bring it up to that higher half-inch thick edge, and then I would feather it out over the next 2 or 3 or 4 feet. So it's a very gentle transition. And if you do it that way, you should be able to go ahead and floor right through it.
That is a problem. The problem is that the door going to the outside is right at the point where it's a half inch difference.
Okay. So as luck would have it, right?
Bottom of the sweep is right on the LVP.
Now, so, in other words, if you were to add that floor leveling compound, that floor would be too thick?
I wouldn't be able to open the door.
All right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, two options. Either cut and reframe that part of the door, or maybe we just call it a day and make this a transition. Is it possible you could have a transition strip between these two sections, with the understanding being that one section of it would be a bit higher than the other? We wouldn't really change the level of the floor, but we would make it a definite visual break so that it didn't look like it was weird, like it was out of whack.
Well, I am going to have two different floor finishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to use a transition
like a saddle. Like a saddle.
Correct.
Right.
But I didn't know if that would be enough to make up the difference.
Well, not by itself, but what you would do is you would build up the high side when you put that transition place in. You're going to end up with it overhanging that one high side. By high side, I mean where the floor is a half inch higher. And so you're going to put like an additional piece of wood under that. It will be like a sliver that will go from nothing up to a half inch. And the longer you can make that, the better. If I was building this, I would build that. I would, get it all sort of set. I would cut my little transition shim piece, and I would take it apart and put some clamps on it and glue it together so it was one solid piece. It sanded up so I didn't have to do anything once it was put down. And then I would press it in place. And this way, when you look at it with your eye, all you're going to see is one big transition. There's no way you're going to notice that one end is higher than the other. You want to make it look so good that people think you intended to do that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call back, and you guys have a great day. I look forward to listening to your program every week.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but do they signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus some step-by-squeaky-step tips to help make them go away for good. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, so you remember last week we were talking about the review where somebody actually accused me of mansplaining?
Yes.
Which I denied, and I explained to you very carefully in my best
man. You mansplained it to me, yes.
I mansplained it to you, yeah. Well, we got another review, and I love this one. It's 5 stars, which is great. Title is Not Bad. We've achieved podcasting perfection. We are now known as the Not Bad Show.
It's amazing.
It's actually kind of funny. This guy is very, very kind. He says he's been listening for a couple of days. The show's pretty good. I wanted to find a show that helped me learn to build DIY projects. So far, it seems to help a lot. And if you go to their website, they have articles on it. Overall, great listen for anyone who wants to fix up their home. So thank you very much, Chris, for sending that to us. But, you know, the Not Bad reminds me of the very first time that we did a syndicated show. And this was before Leslie, which is a long time ago, people. And we were very nervous by doing a syndicated radio show because now we were on, oh, at that time, it was probably, you know, 10 stations. Now we're at 400. And, you know, we did this one-hour show. And we got done, and we said to the engineer, who was a seasoned professional, and we said, "Hey, Eric, how did we do?" To which he responded, "Well, you didn't suck too bad." So we decided that was going to be our, you know, our mark from now on. We're going to make sure that no shows that we do don't suck too bad.
I'm going to take the review with the subject line, "Not bad." But in my mind, I'm hearing him say it, "Not bad." Like, you know, you got to think about... not bad. Woo, I like that. That's where I'm going with this one.
We appreciate all your reviews. If you drop us one on Apple Podcasts, it means a lot to us and actually helps us be able to continue to do this show. So thank you very much again, Chris, and for all of you who have posted reviews on the Money Pit Podcast.
All right, now I've got Linda from Rhode Island on the line who's having a hard time being patriotic. What's going on, Linda?
Well, what I have, the flagpole I have, is the actual bracket that you put the aluminum pole into.
Okay.
And I was trying to attach it to the front column, which is aluminum on my porch.
Okay.
But the column is not perfectly smooth. It's like variegated with indents. And it is right up close to the frame of the door.
Okay.
So I put one, I was able to put one screw in that came with it. And when I put the other screw in, it held for maybe a day, the first day the flag was up.
Right.
And the next time I went to put it up, the other screw, one of the screws pulled out.
Just popped out, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So you want to put this on the column, and you see the column is next to your door, is that right?
It right next to the door frame. It's a very small area, but the whole area in the front is small.
All right, so a couple of ideas. First of all, in a scenario like that, the hardware that comes with the bracket is probably not good enough because what you want is a screw that's going to go deep into that column or deep through the column. And if in your case the column is part of the front facade of the house, it would go into the frame. So a longer screw is going to be helpful. And the second thing is that you're going to want to pilot hole those screws before you put them in, not just try to force them into the column metal. So you're going to want to use a drill that is smaller than the screw. If you can imagine a screw has the threads and has sort of the solid part in the middle, you want the pilot drill to be just a little bit smaller than that solid part of metal in the middle of the screw. Now, the other thing that you could possibly do if you're having trouble because, as you described, it's uneven and sort of variegated, I think was the word you used, is you could put another block on that column first. Now, you could do this with metal, you could do it with like a piece of oak, like wood that was, you know, finished, and you attach that really solidly, and then you put the bracket on top of that. So this way you'll have another piece in between, but it might make collectively for a more secure installation by not putting the bracket right on that variegated uneven column. So those are a couple of options for you, but I think you're going to need better hardware, not just what came with the bracket, because you're right. It has to be really secure, especially when that flag starts whipping in the wind. Those brackets take a lot of force, and if it's not held in well, it's going to pop out.
Well, squeaky floors, they're one of life's little annoyances, but they rarely signal a structural problem below. Now, the actual sound stems from one or a combination of two sources. Now, either loose floorboards are rubbing together, or the nails that hold down that floorboard are squeaking as they move in and out of their holes. So that's what's making the sound.
That's right. Fortunately, squeaks can be just about as easy to fix as they are to find if you guys know what to do. So the solutions in both cases is to resecure the floor to the floor joists below. Now, how you do this depends on the floor covering.
Right. So now for floor squeaks that are happening under carpet, that's because the plywood underneath is rubbing against the joists below. So the best solution here is to remove the carpet if you can and then use hardened drywall screws to hold that floor in place by driving one next to every nail in the floor. And the screws never back out, so they're much better than nails at stopping the squeaks. It's really smart to do this if you're replacing the carpet. I mean, this way you're stopping those squeaks even before they think of happening.
Now, fixing squeaking hardwood floors is a little trickier than fixing a carpeted floor, but the principles remain the same. You need to find the area of the squeak and then use like a stud finder to locate the joists below. The same way you use a stud finder, like if you were hanging a picture and you were sort of sliding it against the drywall, you would slide it against the floor to find where the beam is below. Then you would screw the floor down in this area, but you can use a type of screw that's called a trim screw. Now, you know how you have finished nails and you have like common nails? Well, trim screw is kind of like the finished nail version. It has a really small head, and it's hardened, and it goes in kind of like a finished nail, so it's easy to fill the hole with like wood putty when you're all done. And when you secure those loose boards to the joists below, the squeak goes away.
And, you know, squeaky floors may be one of life's little annoyances, but they're easily kept under control. If you want a complete guide on how to fix floor squeaks under carpet, hardwood, tile, even vinyl, search Squeaky Floors on MoneyPit.com. Thanks for joining the Money Pit. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, good gutters are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing on your head. They can prevent serious structural problems. We're going to walk through your best options for new and improved gutters when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, whether you are doing a job yourself or hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have two Corian sinks in my bathroom, and the water is turning them, they were white, and the water is turning them, like, yellow. And my husband heard that you could use the fine sandpaper and sandpaper around the drain where it's really the worst. And that doesn't seem to work. His is now gray around his drain, and mine he didn't touch.
Okay.
So have you got any solutions?
I mean, I would try first, like, a couple of different, like, softer cleansers just to see if that does anything. I know Bonami seems to be a good one for a surface like that. And then
I've tried all of them. Yeah, and I even tried the little green, you know, scrubby thing that they told me to use.
You know, have you ever, like with Bonami or Barkeeper's Friend, I think is the other one, when I have a Corian sink and I find that what we do is we put a lot of it on there and just sort of almost make like a paste and let it sit on the surface for a while. And then we come back, you know, in 15, 20 minutes later and then start rinsing it off. But it has sort of a bleaching effect when you let it sit there. It's not just to rub it and rinse it away, but let it sit on the stains for a while. What you're describing is not that unusual. Unfortunately, Corian does absorb stains. It's not as stain resistant as we'd like. It can be abraded, but that's not really going to change anything because it's not the stain is not on the top. It's kind of soaked in. So you really need to kind of clean it, and that's why those products work well for that.
Okay. I'll try that, you know, making the paste and putting it on there and leaving it on there for a little bit.
Just sprinkle it out and just and then, you know, get a little bit wet until it gets kind of like pasty and then just let it sit for that. I make it kind of pasty and I'll do a first sort of first scrub while it's real thick like that. Then I just walk away for a while and then later on I go back and finish it off. And that works well for me.
All right. Well, I'll try that.
Well, fall's ahead, and now's the time to take a good look at your gutters because they're actually a really important component that can prevent serious structural problems from getting started.
Yeah, now gutters perform one duty, and that's controlling the water around your house. But if your gutters are missing or disconnected or even clogged, you could be facing major and potentially expensive home repairs. Not managing that water around your home can cause flooded basements, cracked foundations, cracked sidewalks, leaking roofs, and even lead to wood-destroying insects finding a meal, and I might say a very tasty one, in your home.
Now, when you're selecting new gutters, the most common types are vinyl and aluminum. Now, vinyl gutters are typically the least expensive gutters, but they can be very thin, so they could sag or become brittle in extreme temperatures. They also tend to leak more frequently than aluminum gutters, so frequent repairs can be expected. The one advantage, though, of vinyl gutters is that they're sold in smaller sections and they can be installed by a do-it-yourselfer over, say, a weekend.
Now, aluminum gutters tend to be much more durable, and they're installed by pros who can custom build a single gutter for each roof section, and they also plan for adequate downspouts to make sure that your gutters don't back up during heavy rainfall. I mean, their job really is to calculate how many downspouts, how far apart, all of that to make sure that that water moves where it's supposed to. And plus, watching the machine that they use to bend these gutters is really cool.
Now, once the gutters are installed, they need to be kept clean. Do-it-yourself gutter cleaning is simple enough, but it can be a dangerous job for the untrained weekend warrior. In the alternative, there are many, many types of gutter guard systems on the market to choose from, and all of them offer some sort of protection for your gutter at varying costs. None of them, by the way, despite their advertising, give you 100% protection. You still end up having to do some level of cleaning. But I have one better option to suggest, and it's something that's not actually very well known, and that is to invest in a deeper gutter. Now, gutters, a standard gutter is called a K-style gutter because the front kind of looks like a K. That comes 5 inches deep. But if you go to 6-inch depth K gutters, you actually can process about 50% more water, and the deeper gutters clog far less frequently because the leaders, the downspouts, are bigger, and they allow most everything that gets in that gutter to simply flow right through the drains. Doesn't that sound like
how it really should work. Like everything in the gutters just run out. When we redid our roof a few years ago, I upped all of the gutters in the house to those larger 6-inch gutters. I have not had to clean a single gutter, a single one, in years by doing that. They just don't get filled up. And you know what I like to do, because I'm, you know, kind of a nudge about stuff like this, when it rains really hard, I will go outside and watch those roofs and see where the water's going, see if anything's backing up, and make sure the gutters are flowing. And there's nothing better than to hear all that water whooshing down those leaders in a big rainstorm and know you're moving it away from the house and away from the roof, of course. So I think that's a really good option and not terribly more expensive. I think it's probably less expensive for you to get a 6-inch deep gutter than to pay for 5-inch gutters plus those gutter covers, which these gutter companies are charging like outrageous amounts of money for right now. So think about that. If you're tired of cleaning your gutters every fall and just want a better solution, think about replacing them with deeper gutters. It really does work.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We're broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair, remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Well, products that contain both paint and primer, that sounds like you're going to save some time on your projects, but that's rarely the case, as one of our listeners found out the hard way. We're going to explain why the shortcut didn't work when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Have you ever wanted to memorize scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat? Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith.
Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Cleaning those walls, letting them dry thoroughly, and then I would use a good quality primer. Like, for example, like a Bin 123, which is made by Zinsser, or, you know, a Sherwin-Williams primer that's made to adhere to walls. But if you do a good primer first and then you put the top coat over that, I think you'll find that you'll have proper adhesion and a really good looking room as a result.
All right, Margot, hope that helps you with your painting projects. All right, now Carol writes in saying, my roof is 19 years old. In one bedroom closet, there are a total of 3 water spots. I've had contractors look at this, but no one can find out what's going on, and their only suggestion is to replace that part of the roof. But
of course,
water can travel like from one side to the other, so it might not be coming from there.
Yeah, and the solution is just
to
give me a bunch
the
of money.
Whole roof.
Yeah, give me a roof. I'll fix it. I don't know what's causing it, but I know if you give me a lot of money and it changed the whole roof, that'll definitely fix it.
It's like the dude that came to repair my dryer. He was like, I don't know about this dryer, but yeah, I'll fix it. We were like,
Well, listen, Carol, the fact that you had some water spots here is not that big of a deal. It sounds like they're not active. It probably happened because of wind-driven rain. You know, I got a spot in my house. I know where it's happening. It's because I have a void somewhere in the siding above the roof, which is adjacent to my living room. We get a little leak in there every once in a while. I haven't done much about it because it really doesn't bother me that much, and I know it's just happening when the rain is, like, traveling, like, sideways. So I think what I would do is I would prime the stains with a good quality primer, and then paint over them. But there's absolutely no reason to install a partial and certainly not a complete new roof until the roof and shingles really fail to the point where that's necessary.
All right. Good luck with that, Carol. Ask the questions, do the research, get the right repair, and don't spend more than you have to.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful September weekend. This is what we call September in my part of the country because most of the tourists have left, and we have a couple of beautiful months worth of great weather to enjoy the Jersey Shore. We hope that you're enjoying your part of the nation as well. And if part of the enjoyment is getting projects done that you have questions on, remember, you can always reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. We're going to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Health experts are warning of a potential autumn virus onslaught triple-demic, and they're urging people to get vaccinated.
It's the start of the flu season, and COVID cases are on the rise. And there's been an increase in the RSV virus, especially in the Southeast. So it's time to get ready to roll up your sleeves, says Shandy Durth, a public health expert at Indiana State University.
You can get that new booster at the same time as your flu vaccination.
And people need to take precautions.
Consider wearing a mask when you're going into a crowded situation, especially if you're at higher risk of complications from COVID-19.
Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax have tweaked their COVID-19 vaccines to better match the evolving coronavirus. Clearance is expected from the FDA and the CDC. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A bill sponsored by Ohio Senator J.D. Vance titled Freedom to Breathe Act is stalled on the Senate floor. The legislation's aimed at banning mask mandates on public transportation and in schools receiving federal funds. The death toll from that earthquake in Morocco Friday night, now over 2,000. The shaker destroyed buildings from villages in the Atlas Mountains to the historic city of Marrakesh. Rescue teams continue searching for possible survivors. At the G20 summit in India, President Biden outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe.
I'm proud to announce that we've finalized a historic agreement for a new India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. As a key part of this corridor, we're going to invest in ships and rail that extends from India all the way to Europe, connected by the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel. Bridging ports across two continents.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Turning to overseas, Chinese and Russian guests were treated by a parade by North Korea's leader that celebrates the communist nation's 75th anniversary. Correspondent Karen Chamas says more.
North Korean state TV, KRT, aired footage of a paramilitary parade featuring rocket launchers pulled by trucks and tractors. The event is taking place amidst expectations that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, will travel to Russia to discuss arms sales for the Kremlin. Retired U.S. intelligence officer Sid Seiler told the AP that North Korea's relationship with Russia needs to be monitored.
I don't think what Russia wants to do is to seek a relationship with North Korea in any way that significantly leads to instability in the region, but can I be assured of that? No, and this is why we need to watch it carefully.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We are learning more about the beginning of artificial intelligence.
As the AI craze grows, leading tech firms like Microsoft, OpenAI, and Google have acknowledged growing demand for their AI tools, but they're often very secretive when it comes to specifics. Few people in Iowa knew about its status as a birthplace of OpenAI's most advanced large language model, the GPT-4. That is, until a leading Microsoft executive accidentally spilled the beans in a speech saying it was, quote, literally made next to cornfields just west of Des Moines. Jason Walker reporting.
In the aftermath of the Maui wildfires, tourism's down. Some nearly 8,000 people have filed for unemployment. Meanwhile, University of Hawaii economists expect the jobless rate to climb as high as 10%. More stories at townhall.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on projects that you want to get done around your house. If you have a fix-up to do, if you've got a repair to make, you're tackling some remodel, or maybe you want to plan for a decor project, whatever's on your to-do list can be slid right on over to ours when you reach out with your how-to questions. And how to do that is simply to go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, which you'll find pretty much on every page, and then post your question to us. Coming up on today's show, DIY or get a guy or get a gal. If you want to tackle a project yourself, we'll be the first ones to cheer you on. But how do you know when hiring a pro is the best way to go? We're going to tell you how to think through it all before you pick up a hammer and get yourself in a jam.
All right. And you drink it, you cook with it, you bathe in it. But are you sure that it's safe? You know, tap water can be deceiving because it looks and tastes harmless even when it's not, which is why it's a good idea to test it to find out. So we're going to tell you how.
And also ahead, it may still be warm outside, but colder weather is not far off, making now the perfect time to check out your insulation. We're going to tell you how to determine how much insulation you really need.
That's right. But first, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing money into for home improvements and repairs? Listen, we get it. And we can help. So let us know what your plans are. What are you working on? What are some of the projects you want to tackle? Maybe you don't have to tackle them all at once. Maybe you can do them in baby steps. Let us help you figure out the best way to do these projects effectively and economically. So call us.
Reach out right now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your questions to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sherry in Texas is on the line with a question about a rusty washing machine. How can we help?
I moved into a condo about a year ago, and it came with a washer and dryer. The washing machine is a Kenmore Elite top loader, and it has a liquid bleach dispenser in the top area on the left-hand side. Well, clearly it looks to me as though when you pour the bleach in, it must be eating from the inside out because it's rusted, and I don't know what to do, if I can do anything about it. So I thought I would give you a call and see what you think.
How old is this washing machine?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I moved in a year ago. It's got to be maybe, 3-4 years at least.
If it's, less than 5, it probably should have, some number of years left on it. It's probably worth fixing. The nice thing about Kenmore machines is they're very, very good with repair parts. So there's a good chance you can find repair parts to replace whatever is rusted out. The downside is, of course, this is really not a do-it-yourself project unless you're super handy. So you're going to have an appliance repair pro do the work for you. But I would say that if it's a young appliance like that, then it's probably worth it. If it's an older appliance or one that's, a pretty economically inexpensive appliance, then you might just kind of want to live with it as long as you can and then replace it. Speed Queen is a brand that we've been recommending a lot last few months because it kind of blew us away with the fact that these machines are tested to 10,400 cycles, which is 25 years of normal use. So if you decide to get a new one, take a look at that brand.
Okay. So best bet is to contact Kenmore and see what they can offer me or help me out with.
Any repair person will have access to those parts and know how to get those parts as well. You don't necessarily have to work through Sears. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ed in Delaware is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I've got a house built in about 1950. It's masonry brick. And there's about a 1-inch air gap between the inner part of the masonry and the drywall. No insulation. Obviously, I want to insulate that. But I have a couple of questions around it. One would be, since it's a true masonry house, it's not bricks over a stud frame, it's brick. The joists rest in pockets in the brick. If I put insulation around there, am I going to have rot problems on the end of the joists?
How are you going to insulate the wall?
With a low-pressure foam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
such was my thought.
Yeah.
It's very rough in there, so I don't think I can do any kind of blown-in insulation.
Right. Yeah, you don't have a lot of space. I got to tell you that typically, believe it or not, those spaces are not insulated, where you have that just very narrow space in a brick wall. And what folks typically concentrate on would be insulating the attic extra well, so to speak. I mean, having 15 to 20, 25 inches of insulation in the attic is actually far more effective because that's where most of the heat loss occurs. To your original question, whether that will contribute to any degradation of the joists that are sitting in pockets, I doubt it. But I just don't think you're going to get much of a return by trying to insulate that space because you don't have that much cavity to insulate. It means the amount of R value you're going to get in there is going to be pretty small to begin with.
That's true. Part of the issue, and I can solve this by sealing the basement and the attic, which I haven't gotten completed yet, is that there's literally a breeze that blows up and down there depending on the direction that the wind blows. So at the very least, I want to close that off so I don't get air infiltration, for example, through the few plugs that are in the outer wall.
Well, that makes sense. I think that's a good idea.
But I was thinking, even if I can only get an inch in there, that's an inch versus nothing.
If they're not rotting now, I don't think it's going to happen when you insulate it. You're not going to be doing anything that's going to contribute to adding moisture there. I just think that if you were to seal those drafts from below and focus on insulating in the attic, the areas you can get to, I don't feel like you're going to get a lot of return from what's left, which is just this very narrow space in that exterior wall. It's solid masonry otherwise.
Okay.
So why not do it in stages? Why not just do the seal the drafts first and see what happens? Because the hardest part of this is obviously getting into that wall. But if you seal the drafts and you find out that maybe you don't have such an issue anymore, you would have saved yourself a lot of aggravation.
Well, that is true, particularly since the wall is open at each joist, so I'd have to cut into the ceiling and seal that anyway. Otherwise, I would be insulating the floor, which doesn't make
any
sense.
That's a lot of work. So I would, hit it in stages and see what the result is.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, if you are thinking about starting a new home project, how do you know if it's DIY or GoPro? We're going to sort out the options on how to make that decision when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new Ant Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Margaret, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Do you like them and want to keep them, or you just want them to not look so dingy?
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, generally with popcorn ceiling, if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a texturized stucco, what you can do to remove it is you can get, like, you know, one of those garden sprayers or, like, you know, those light-duty paint sprayers, put water in it, and you spray the ceiling to sort of saturate the popcorn, and then you take a wide spackle blade, like as wide as the one you can find, and you sort of gently start peeling away at the popcorn ceiling, at the popcorn texture, I should say, from the ceiling. And that generally does a pretty good job, because if you've ever tried to paint it, if you don't have the right roller, when it gets wet, it starts to peel away from the ceiling. So by getting it wet, you're being able to remove it. You just want to make sure with your blade or your scraper that you're not digging into the drywall below it, because keep in mind, whatever's left underneath there is what you're going to paint and then see.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to just go ahead and keep this?
Well, you wouldn't clean it. You would paint over it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. There's actually a special roller for that. It's like a slitted roller. It's a very thick roller that's got slits in it. It's designed to squeeze the paint into that popcorn area. And that's exactly what I would do with it. I would paint it. It's going to look a lot better than cleaning it. You just can't clean that stuff. There's nothing cleanable about a popcorn ceiling. You got to paint over it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in Washington's on the line and needs some help building a retaining wall. Tell us about your project.
50 feet of retaining wall. It's tapered. It's 8 feet on the one end and 4 feet on the other. And I'm trying to compare the engineered blocks, the 1,000-pound blocks in price to a cast in place, and really haven't found any place to give me a good idea.
So, Robert, I think that, you know, trying to decide between those very, very heavy retaining wall block structures and poured concrete is going to kind of be a wash. I think that the blocks actually can be more attractive and probably a little bit less work to install. But also, you know, there are other options. You could build wood retaining walls that can be structurally very, very sound if they're done right. And you could use smaller, lighter weight blocks, landscaping bricks that, again, you know, they're not 1,000 pounds, but they're probably 75, and you can stack those up in the right way. The most important thing is really the structure of this wall and how you grade to it, because you have to make sure that you have stone behind it for drainage. You have to make sure that the soil at the top slopes away from it. Most retaining walls fail not because the material is wrong, but because the installation was bad. So as long as it's installed well, following the best building practices for retaining walls, you're going to have success with this. For example, with wood walls, you know, there's a technique called a dead man, which is basically when you put pieces of railroad tie or 6x6 or 8x8 timber that go back into the retaining wall, into the dirt itself, to kind of tie the wall together. So sometimes we don't see enough of those installed, and that makes the walls fail. You know, with block or brick, sometimes we see people build them absolutely vertical instead of tilting back into the wall, so that whenever there's a frost heave, because there's not enough drainage behind it, it will push the wall, you know, and cause it to buckle. So the techniques that you use to build this wall are even more important than the selection of the material itself. So I hope we've given you some options. Robert, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, doing home projects and improvements yourself may seem more cost efficient than ever, but how do you know when to tackle home improvement projects yourself and when hiring that professional contractor is best?
Well, step one, I think, Les, is to keep your eyes on the prize. I mean, before you start stocking up on tools and choosing paint colors, your first do-it-yourselfer project is really to think about the exact end result that you're going after. Now, once you do that, you can work your way back through all the knowledge, the techniques, the elbow grease involved, and doing whatever research is required to sort of fill in the blanks.
Yeah, and next, I think you really honestly need to assess your own abilities. You've got to decide whether or not you are the best person for the job. So consider that every project requires a certain amount of preparation and a sliding scale of time to accomplish, neither of which is obvious in many popular home improvement TV shows that come around these days, and they edit all of that time, days, weeks, months, all of that hard work. I mean, they squish that down into 22 minutes, 44 minutes, whatever that show length is. And so you're not really getting a sense of how long some of these projects take. And, you know, I'm guilty of it. We did this for ages on the shows I've worked on, but we really did all that work behind the scenes. It just got compressed. So you got to think about the time.
Now, once you've gone through that, it's time to actually build a budget. So before you begin that hiring search for a contractor, you want to compile the best possible estimate of potential cost. Now, this is going to take a bit of research, but it does need to be done so that you're well acquainted with what's involved and can sort of determine your financial limitations before those bids start rolling in. You also want to think about including a reserve of about 20% to cover the inevitable project surprises and additions and line up your financing accordingly.
All right. Now, lastly, think about getting the help that you do need. Now, whether you're looking for a handyman or a remodeling contractor to hire, personal recommendations or those from past customers, they are really helpful to getting you the right match. Services like Angie can help you find those pros for all of those projects or just part of the job that you feel least prepared to go at it alone. For example, you might feel fine building the deck, but running new wiring and lighting isn't a job that you're comfortable with. So leave that part to the pro. There's so many different approaches, so really think about how you want to handle it from start to finish. Kim in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we had trouble with weeds, and it was never a trouble before, but we have had trouble finding what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, you mean your weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal here is to eliminate weeds?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. Okay. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff almost.
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it won't work for you in the future, and certainly it is available and it's safe. And you're talking about weed block. That's a different material entirely, and weed block is basically designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface. I mean, it will work as well, but generally with weed block, you put slits in it, and that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with a massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in really bad condition and completely, like, full with weeds, then I would recommend a kind of radical step called a Roundup restoration, where you essentially spray the entire lawn with a Roundup product in the fall, by the way, in the fall. You spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, and the seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by next spring, you'll have a beautiful new green lawn without a lick of weeds in the whole place. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think, is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, I see nothing wrong with doing that. If you want to use the weed block, that's fine, but you have to have cuts in it for the plants to come on, or if you just want to restore the entire lawn, then go with the Roundup restoration. Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Howard in Texas is on the line with a brick wall that's heading for Humpty Dumpty to have a great fall. What's going on? It's leaning forward?
House is old, about 30 years old, and I assume the retaining wall is probably similar in length. There are two walls. There's one about 6 bricks high and then a 3-foot deep flower bed, and then another brick wall, about landscaping brick wall, about 4 bricks high with another 3 feet behind that of shrubbery, no flowers. And it's been leaning. I noticed it last year, and I thought it might go away, and it's not.
See, the thing is, what happens here is over time, that soil is going to fill up with water, it's going to be moist and damp, and it's going to expand and push on the wall. And that sort of ratcheting action from the frost heave, the wall won't come back from that. So every season after season, it pushes a little more, a little more, a little more. So it's not a structural issue because it's landscaping brick, but it's eventually going to have to be replaced.
Okay, so you mean tear it down and rebuild it.
Now, there are other types of retaining walls that can be constructed that are designed not to lean. For example, there are different types of block wall, fancy block wall, like precast concrete block walls, that go together like puzzle pieces, one on top of another, that sort of lean back as you go, because you stack one up and the next one doesn't stick out quite as far, and the next one on top of that not quite as far as the one below. And those are rather permanent when they're installed. But just a basic brick wall like that, yeah, that's eventually going to lean and fall over.
Well, when I say brick, it's probably 4 to 5 inches thick and deep.
Yeah. No, yeah, I hear you.
Well, that makes sense.
Same thing.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with those local pros. download the Angie app today. Coming up, even if you drink purified or bottled water, we still use our tap water to cook, to bathe, to clean. So we're going to have some tips on how you can find out if your tap water is clean and safe after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are your home for every home improvement adventure. If you are on a home improvement adventure and perhaps got stuck, give us a call. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Georgia in Georgia is on the line with a question about windows. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a problem with windows that are leaking every time it rains.
Okay.
I have water intrusion and bug intrusion coming in the corners at the windowsill. And I was wondering what you might be able to suggest.
So you have water and bugs coming in the corner of the windowsills?
Yes.
Talk to me about what kind of siding do you have on your house? Is it like vinyl or aluminum, or is it wood? What do you got?
I have vinyl siding, and I was originally told that I'd have to buy new siding after it was taken down and the windows could be repaired. But then I found somebody who could remove the vinyl siding and put it back, but he didn't know how to fix the windows.
Well, if the windows are leaking, they have to be sealed from the outside, and that would probably best be done underneath the siding. There's a couple of different types of flashing that they use that would make this transition. One is the head flashing, which basically goes under the siding and over the top of the window. And the second is the flashing that basically seals the sides of the window. That's particularly important in your case because it sounds like you may be getting driving rain in. And this presumes that the water is coming in around the window. You can prove that by taking a garden hose and just strategically sort of holding it along the side of the window and see if you could make it leak. The other place it could be coming in is between the window panes themselves, or not the window panes, but the window sashes themselves. And if that's the case, then the window is defective and probably needs to be replaced. And again, you could do it the same way, but now you want to move the hose to the inside portions of the window as opposed to the outside around the trim of the window. But if you do both of those tests, you ought to be able to narrow this down. But it's clearly an issue, most likely an issue, with the flashing not being right under that siding and around that window. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we're fortunate here in the United States to have some of the cleanest water in the world, but that doesn't guarantee that your water is safe. Now, water contamination, it can't be seen, it can't be smelled, and can't always be tasted, but it is easy to find out for sure because you can easily test your tap water.
Yeah, and I would start by contacting your water provider. I mean, I'm presuming here that you're on city water. They're required by law to make test results available to consumers, and these reports are going to detail the results of water testing in your area. Now, even if those results come back clean, do note the testing date of the results. If it's been more than a year or so, you might want to take a few more steps to make sure your water is still okay.
Now, next, you can hire an independent certified lab to test your tap periodically, and this can be done for as little as $30, and it covers threats ranging from lead to pesticides to bacteria to radon, and there's also a number of DIY kits out there, but be cautious if the free kit comes with a hard-charging salesman. That's not going to be a lot of fun, and that's really not the best way to learn what's in your water because that testing company obviously has a conflict of interest. They want to sell you something, so think about it before you get that one.
Now, if a contaminant is found, you can treat the water as needed. There are a wide range of water treatment products out there in systems, from something as simple as a filter pitcher to whole house systems that are installed at the main water valve where water first comes in the house and then cleans all of the water that you're using for cooking, for bathing, pretty much for everything. But do the test, find out what you're working with, and if it turns out you have contaminants, then a good water treatment company can advise you on what systems are going to work to fix any problems that were popping up.
Patrick in Wyoming's on the line with a question about cracking drywall. Tell us what's going on.
I have a recurring problem with cracks in the walls, and I've spackled them 4 or 5 times, and I've spread the spray rubber sealant over them, and they just keep returning.
And when you're talking about cracks in the wall, do you mean like by the door, by trim work, by windows, or like smack in the middle of the wall?
Both. I have one by a front door that keeps reoccurring, and then I have one in a stairs, going down a set of stairs.
Well, by the stairs is pretty typical because you get a lot of movement.
Well, and the front door,
doors,
too.
Yeah, a lot of movement in that space. So I think he's just not fixing it right, Leslie.
Well, and the issue is, Patrick, whatever you do to fix them, it's not a once-and-for-all thing because you're dealing with movement that continually over time could eventually lead to whatever you've used to fix that crack to dry out. So there's got to be a way to fix it.
Yeah, the hardware store sold me this rubber spray compound that's supposed to flex and give with the wall, and it doesn't seem to work. I just wondered, what's the best solution, paneling?
No, I mean, I've never used a rubber spray compound, but what I have done in areas where I have a crack or any sort of seaming, instead of using a paper tape like you would do when you're putting two sheets of drywall together, I use a fiberglass tape, and it looks almost like a sticky mesh. And you use that to go over your crack, and then you put the compound over it and feather it out, you know, try to make it smooth, and then let it dry and sand it. And you do a couple of applications of that, allowing it to super dry, sand it smooth, add another layer. And that does the trick, because that fiberglass tape that's sort of meshy looking does its best to span the crack, spread the surface over it, and makes it adhere much better than you would with a paper tape or no tape at all. And that should give you a much longer time.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Alaska with Barb on the line, who's got a situation with woodpeckers. And I imagine living in a log home, woodpeckers probably like your house very much.
Well, I don't know if there's a product that you can help me with other than just shooting them with a good bullet, but I'm afraid it might ricochet off the building.
That'd be bad, yeah.
Yeah. So what have you got in your repertoire that might help me?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do, Barb. First of all, if you were to take, you basically want to scare them away, okay? So if you were to take some strips, long strips of plastic that could kind of flutter in the breeze, like take a hefty bag or a black garbage bag and cut it into like 4-inch strips, and tack some of those strips around where the woodpeckers are just loving to peck at your house. That will have a detrimental effect and hopefully break the habit of them coming back to the same spot. And the other thing that you could do is you could take some tin pie plates, do the same thing. Try to tie them in that area, let them blow around a little bit, and that will kind of freak them out too. What we found over the years is that if you can scare them not to come back to the place that they're eating away at your house out, then they may be happy to go back into the woods and chew on the trees that are there as opposed to chewing on the trees that were used to build your home with. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's a great idea. And sometimes I tie fishing lures on fishing string to keep the birds from hitting the windows. So maybe that would be a little bit of wind activity, or maybe some windmills or something.
Yeah, anything that moves around like that will deter them from coming back to a visit you. Anything that's shiny is particularly helpful.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, it may still be warm, but colder weather isn't too far off, which makes now the perfect time to check out your insulation. We're going to tell you how much you really need next.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
James in Illinois is on the line and is looking to make a fire pit at their Money Pit. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to know what's the best way to build a fire pit in the ground. Would you use fire brick or would you get those galvanized rings.
You know, there's a really nice fire pit kit that's on the market now at Home Depot that's made by Pavestone. It's called the Rumble Stone Fire Pit Kit. I like it because it contains everything that you need. It's got the stone, which you can use to create the round fire pit itself, and then it also has a metal insert and a screen. So basically everything you need is in the box, and you can pick it up and put it together, and they're pretty good about giving you instructions and step-by-step. Why don't you take a look at that? I got to tell you, I have a fire pit now, but if I was doing it again, I would pick up the Rumble Stone round fire pit kit at Home Depot.
Well, with the metal ring that goes around there, how thick is it, and would it rust, and you'd have to replace it in a couple of years?
I've had metal fire pits for a number of years, and I find that they're good for 5 or 6 or 7 years, so I don't think it's an every-year kind of thing. And this one in particular is made of heavy steel.
And what's the price of that?
I think it's around $400, maybe $450, something like that. But it includes everything, so it's all in there, you know, the brick, the stone, the metal ring, and so on.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, if you avoided going up in your attic all summer long because it's just a bit too toasty, you're going to need to head up there right now because now is a good time to add attic insulation. It's going to save you money throughout the fall and winter because you know what? Just like your body loses heat through your head, your home loses a lot of heat through that attic.
Now, the EPA's Energy Star program recommends at least 12 inches of insulation for most homes, but if your home is in colder climates, you really need more, about 16 to 20 inches. Now, when you're shopping for insulation, you're going to see something, a number with an R in front of it, and that stands for resistance to heat loss, or R value. The higher the R value, the better the insulation's ability to keep heated air from escaping, and that's going to keep you warmer in your home, and it's going to keep your energy bills down.
Now, if you want to find out exactly how much insulation you should have in your part of the country, just go to EnergyStar.gov. If you answer a couple of questions about your home's heating system and the climate you live in, EnergyStar will actually help you calculate the precise level of insulation you need for your part of the nation. That tool is online, again, at EnergyStar.gov.
Judith in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with some brickwork. What's going on?
Well, we've got a little crack, and it's going up the wall, and we don't know exactly what's going on. We'd like to just repair it and not re-brick the whole side of the house. Doesn't seem to be a foundation issue, and I say that because there's not any stretch cracks on the inside anywhere.
So the crack that you're seeing is on the brick itself, within the brick or in the mortar?
It starts in the mortar, but then it crosses the brick.
Is it surrounding a window?
Let me look, because I'm walking out here to look at it. No, okay. There is no window on this side of the house.
And you've never seen a crack? Is this brand new? Like, how new are we talking
this
about?
We bought this house in 2008, right before they gave the tax credit that you didn't have to pay back. We got the one that you had to pay back.
Okay. So it's new since 2008?
Right.
Look, there could be a lot of reasons that that's happening, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem with your foundation. I mean, it could be a poor drainage condition around the house that's making it cause more movement. What I would do is, unless it's absolutely active, means it's continuing to grow, I would simply seal it. I would choose a silicone sealant that would closely mimic the color of the brick and the mortar, and I would seal it because the more water you let get in there, the faster it's going to freeze and break and expand and get worse. Almost all, brick homes and masonry foundations have some kind of crack in them, so it's not unusual. But I would seal it, and then I would monitor it. And if you think it's continuing to grow, at that point, I would have either a professional home inspector or a structural engineer look at it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Well, this is the first for us here. We received an email from a listener who is the maintenance officer at a county jail, and he's got a very unusual painting problem to solve.
Well, we're going to share the key to unlock that project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
great.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Ron wrote in and he says, I'm the maintenance officer at a county jail. We have concrete floors in the cells that are just polished and sealed, and one cell floor was graffitied with mustard and is now etched with racist propaganda in about a 2-foot square area. Ron also says that he plans to tape off this area, strip, and reseal just that affected spot. Is it going to work? What do you suggest? Also, once started, I must complete that project as quickly as possible, preferably within 24 hours start to finish, as I need to open the cell back up to the inmates. Wow.
Man.
This is a job.
It is, and it's a first for us. Listen, Ron, let's see what we can do to help you out here. First of all, I didn't actually know that mustard could be used as a paint. Apparently,
there must be like an acid in there or something that like etched it.
Well, listen, here's what I think you should do in this case. I wouldn't try to just clean this 2-square-foot area. What I would suggest you do is to pressure wash the whole floor of this cell area. And once it's thoroughly dry, what I would recommend you do is to use an epoxy concrete paint. Once you mix them together, they have a very finite working time. They usually will, you can only work with them for about an hour or so after that. And they cure really quickly, and they're incredibly durable and tough. So you'll put a real good finish on this floor. They come in different colors, grays and tans, and even clear. You can put a second layer of clear to seal it all in if you want, although I really don't think that's necessary. It will enable you to get this covered up properly. You'll have a real durable finish in this space going forward. So good luck with that project. I hope that we were able to help you get this done quickly and efficiently and get back to business at the county jail.
Geez Louise, Ron, you are doing a pretty serious job over there, and we thank you for it, and good luck with everything, and good luck with the project.
Well, after the long summer, is your outside furniture looking a bit dirty or maybe moldy? Well, Leslie has tips for the easiest way to clean away the dirt and grime in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, now's really a good time to clean that outdoor furniture because chances are you're going to use it a few more weeks. You might have to give it a good brush up just before, but then you're wrapping it up and putting it away for the season. So let's start, and we'll talk about your plastic furnishings. They can get stained, and they can get pretty nasty looking, but what you need to do here is really just make a great cleaning solution yourself, and you probably have everything in the house right now, dish soap, borax, peroxide, and a gallon of water. Mix those together, use a soft nylon brush, and scrub down those furnishings. Now, if you've got metal furniture, it's really just going to be soapy water and a lot of elbow grease here. It's going to take a lot of your strength there to keep cleaning that furniture, but you can also remove any rust and stains with sandpaper or a wire brush, and then go ahead and prime and repaint those spots. Or, heck, repaint it a whole new color. Try something different for the fall and love it again in the spring. You never know. I mean, and this is going to help you avoid any further rusting that could occur over the season. And if you've got wood furniture, just wash it down with an oil soap like Murphy's oil soap and then just let it dry really well. Also, it's a good time to think about anything that needs to be refinished. if you do it now when, you know, spring rolls around, you're going to have this awesome-looking furniture, and it'll be like a surprise, like you got something new.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, one home improvement that consistently delivers the best return on investment is a new kitchen. But how do you actually get started on planning such a major makeover? We're going to walk you through the step-by-step on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. The death toll from a powerful earthquake in Morocco now more than 2,000, with hundreds more injured or missing.
First images of the quake's aftermath, which hit late in the evening, aired on local Moroccan television. The magnitude 6.8 quake was the hardest to hit Morocco in 120 years. Its epicenter, Al Houls province, which lies roughly 40 miles south of Marrakesh. One Marrakesh resident had a lucky escape. We went to sleep, but after a few seconds we felt the earthquake and we went out of the house. And after that, the entire house was destroyed. Rescuers worked through the night searching for survivors in darkness, dust and rubble. However, some experts expect the death toll to rise significantly. I'm Karen Chamath.
Hurricane Lee, which grew from a Category 1 storm to a Category 5 in just one day, has weakened, but it's still expected to remain over open waters.
Hurricane Lee is still a major hurricane, Category 3. It's located about 350 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. We expect it to move generally west-northwestward at a little bit slower forward speed, passing north of the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico over the next couple of days.
National Hurricane Center's senior specialist Daniel Brown says the Atlantic coastline will see the impact of Lee starting this coming Tuesday.
Beachgoers should really pay attention to advice of lifeguards and perhaps even stay out of the water, as those rip currents could be quite dangerous.
Updated COVID-19 shots are coming soon, part of a trio of fall vaccines. Doctors hope will avoid another triple-demic. The new COVID shots will be released in time to pair with the yearly flu shot, and the first vaccines to guard against the yearly scary virus RSV are rolling out for older adults. More at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Maui says, come on back.
So few tourists are coming to the Hawaiian island of Maui after last month's wildfires that restaurants and tour companies are laying off workers and unemployment is surging. State tourism officials initially urged travelers to stay away, but now want them to come back as long as they refrain from going to the burn zone and surrounding area. Nearly 8,000 people filed for unemployment on Maui during the last 3 weeks of August. University of Hawaii economists expect Maui's jobless rate to climb as high as 10%. John Scott reporting.
Arkansas Governor Sanders proposing shielding a broad range of government records from the public with new exemptions to the state's Freedom of Information Act when the legislature convenes for a special session next week. The exemptions are being sought as the Arkansas State Police are being sued by an attorney and a blogger who accused the agency of illegally withholding records about the governor's travel and security. More at townhall.com. California's Democrat-controlled legislature votes to limit just when local governments can count election ballots by hand.
Local leaders in Shasta County had decided to get rid of the voting machines it uses to tabulate ballots. County supervisors cited a loss of public confidence in the machines from Dominion Voting Systems, the company's at the center of conspiracy theories since the 2020 presidential election. The county had been preparing to count ballots by hand. Friday, the California legislature essentially voted to stop them from doing that. The bill only allows hand counts by local election officials in narrow circumstances. The bill now goes to Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Keith Peters reporting.
The IRS launching an effort to crack down on 1,600 millionaires and 75 large business partnerships that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in past due taxes. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at reddinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show, the first after Labor Day. I know, and everyone said for the longest time, the election really doesn't start until after Labor Day. Guess what? Check your calendar. It's after Labor Day, so we can officially say something we knew all summer. Everything matters. So we know Iowa's not until January. We know a debate's a couple of weeks away back on Fox Business. There'll be a third in Alabama, at least, and then we'll see where we stand. I mean, we had eight on the stage on the first debate. It looks like Mayor Suarez is not going to continue. I don't know if Will Hurd can do it and Larry Elder as well. Now we got 5 qualifying, which makes me wonder, is it possible to maybe narrow all the topics down to 3? Let's start.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big 3.
Number 3.
They did hack me, which was unappreciated, to say the least. I brought it up clearly, put it right on the table. I brought up many of our grievances on behalf of our national security concerns, concerns of U.S. labor. Didn't pull any punches.
I hope that's the case, but, man, if you hacked me, I wouldn't have visited at all. That was a woman with presidential aspirations, Gina Raimondo, the latest Biden official to beg to be nice to China, even though they're not nice to us. China aggression versus U.S. as new heights. It's revealed now that they have breached very sensitive sites over 100 times in our country, like military sites, like intelligence sites, with no consequences. As I mentioned, 4 cabinet secretaries all visit China. China doesn't business here, and they're not showing up for the G20. Joe, it's time to wake up.
Number 2.
So we're changing that. Replacing trickle-down economics with what everyone on Wall Street is referring these days to Bidenomics. And guess what? It's working.
Economy. Joe says it's great. Most of you say it's not. We have the stats, but only you have your reality. I want to hear from you.
Number 1.
You know, it's an alarm bell for Democrats who think that because of these indictments, he's going to automatically lose a general election. This poll suggests no. It's a very competitive race, but it suggests that this is not in any way a gimme for the Democrats.
It's a dead heat right now. 2024. So far, the primary is all Trump, up by about 40. Dead heat nationally, despite 4 indictments. We have the polls and the reaction for the dumbfounded Trump critics, many which have said that he'd be dead and buried by now. Why isn't he? And by the way, this is a great day for us. Anytime we can add to the Brian Kilmeade Show family, we're adding WATA AM, Curtis Media Boone in North Carolina. We'll air our show every single day, live, like right now. And welcome. We truly appreciate you being here. And let me welcome you to Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, now moving up in the polls in New Hampshire, especially, and fighting the good fight, already qualified for the second debate. Governor, welcome back.
Brian, thanks for having me. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend.
Did you work? Were you out there?
We were out there working, and we're raising money and making sure that we have what we need to communicate our message all across the country.
My analysis, the best thing that ever happened to you, Mike Pence, and Governor Haley, is Vivek Ramaswamy.
You know, everybody, in every one of the races I've seen, and I know you've seen over the last few cycles, there's a candidate who comes out of nowhere seemingly to get some attention, and it's a temporary thing, and I have my eyes focused where I need to have them focused, and to the extent that Vivek continues to be the kind of guy you wanted to stuff in the locker in the 11th grade, you know, we'll deal with him, but the fact is that we have important issues to deal with in this country, and people who have experience and are thoughtful about them need to deal with them, and that's what I intend to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's really bright. I'm very friendly with him. I did his feature when his book came out. The success he had before 40, almost no one, including me, would ever experience. But when it comes to foreign policy and some other issues, I just looked at your face at the debate in Milwaukee. You leaned forward and you thought to yourself, is this happening?
Brian, I don't think it should be American policy to treat Israel like we treat every other country in the Middle East when Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. I don't think it should be American policy to give away Taiwan to the Chinese. I don't think it should be American policy to cuddle up to a brutal autocratic dictator like Vladimir Putin with the hopes that he's going to like us more than he's going to like another brutal autocratic dictator in Xi Jinping in China. And as I predicted on the debate stage, now North Korea wants to get involved in the game because Joe Biden is so weak that everybody feels like now's the time to take advantage. And Vivek is essentially playing that same game. So, you know, these are the realistic things. The good news is we've only had one debate so far. We're going to have another one in 3 weeks, and I'm looking forward to being there.
You, I understand, believe that President Trump will be at the Alabama debate. I don't know who's carrying it or details, but why do you believe that?
Because I think, you know, he lost an opportunity, I think, in Milwaukee to be there, and I think to be able to articulate what he wants. I think he thinks the audience at the University of Alabama would be a favorable one for him. He likes that. And I think he's going to want to get in the middle of this thing. So I think he'll be there. I'm going to be there. So it doesn't matter to me whether he's there or not. But if he is there, it'll certainly be a bit of a different atmosphere on the stage.
So I want you to hear George Stephanopoulos. The place used to be full-time. I imagine you got benefits if you chose to take them, or you could use your wife's. That's something personal for you. But ABC, George Stephanopoulos, this week with him, he was actually on the show. And here's what – he was just shocked by the new poll that has Trump and Biden locked at 46%. Cut two.
It is kind of shocking in a way that despite all of the baggage that Donald Trump carries, he's tied with Joe Biden right now. With every passing month, with every new indictment, Donald Trump seems to be consolidating his control over the Republican Party.
And as much experience as you had and he's had and every expert's had – no one predicted anything that's happening right now. Four indictments? I don't know if anyone said four. The reaction for the public? I believe they've gone so far. They've made Donald Trump a sympathetic figure, which I don't even think he's comfortable with. Do you agree?
Look, I think that what's happened here is that all this stuff is theoretical when it's an indictment. I think the problems for Donald Trump are going to come when he's got to go to trial, in two different respects. The first is that evidence is actually going to be presented by live witnesses and documents that will make people, I think, feel significantly differently about this and make them feel much less like some of these charges. And you know, Brian, I don't agree with the New York case. I don't think it should have been brought. And I don't think the Atlanta case should have been brought against Donald Trump. He had already been charged with essentially the same crimes in the federal case, and I think both the state cases went well overboard, and I wouldn't have brought them. But on the two federal cases, I think when that evidence starts to be presented, it becomes much more real to people. Secondly, he's going to be sitting in a courtroom for all of March and much of April, every day. It's not optional whether to show up for your criminal trial or not, as it is for a civil trial. And so he's going to have to be there every day, not out there making the case against Joe Biden. When those things happen, I think this race changes significantly. And as those things become more of a reality, as we get closer to it, I think the race changes.
And I know that's what everybody's banking on, because it's a pretty big deficit between DeSantis, you, Nikki Haley, Vivek. So as you look at that, when you strategize, and it is to me like sports, when you strategize, is your goal to get ahead of DeSantis or is your goal to get ahead of Trump?
Well, I'm already ahead of DeSantis in New Hampshire in the last poll by 5 points, and within 20 of Trump, and Trump's at 34 in the latest New Hampshire poll. So, look, this is why these national polls are foolhardy, Brian. We don't have a national primary. We have a state-by-state primary. This should remind everybody of 2016, when Hillary Clinton was ahead of Donald Trump in every national poll going into General Election Day, and then Donald Trump gets 306 electoral votes. Why? Because this is a state-by-state race, both in the primary and in the general election. And so, to me, national polls are meaningless. They show trend, but they don't show anything other than that. And what we're seeing in New Hampshire is that we've gone from 0 to 14% in 3 months. And we're going to continue to climb in New Hampshire. And then if Donald Trump were to lose one of those elections in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina or Nevada in the first four, then it becomes an entirely different race. So, you know, the election is not going to be held today. And I know, you know, for some reason, there's always an obsession among people that they want an end to race before it starts. It's not going to happen. So we're going to continue to run the race. We're going to run hard in New Hampshire and South Carolina. And we're going to see where this ends up in January and February, not in September.
Was Ron DeSantis wrong not to show up with Joe Biden in Florida after the hurricane?
Sure. He was playing politics with it. But that's his choice. I'm not the least bit surprised that that's what he chose to do. You know, the governor of the state, if the president of the United States comes and you're asking the president of the United States and the Congress for significant aid, which Ron DeSantis is doing, and especially if you voted against it 10 years ago for Sandy Aid, you should have been there with the president to welcome him. Fortunately, Rick Scott, the United States Senator and a former governor, two-term governor who knows what it means to be governor, showed up and made sure that the president saw the things that he needed to see. Your job as governor is to be the tour guide for the president, is to make sure the president sees your people, sees the damage, sees the suffering that's going on and what's going to need to be done to rebuild it. You're doing your job. And unfortunately, he put politics ahead of his job. That was his choice.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think in his mind, and I have not talked to those guys, they saw an ad coming out from his Republican opponents. Ron DeSantis is really a Democrat. Guess who he decided to show up with? Joe Biden, and praise Joe Biden for his, he prays for Joe Biden for his support. That happened to you, correct?
It did. It did. I wouldn't do a thing differently because my obligation is to the people who elected me. And the people who elected me were all the people of the state of New Jersey. And guess what? We were able to rebuild our state in record time, be able to bring it back to where it needed to be, returned our tourism the very next summer. Remember, Sandy happened October 29th. And by the next summer, tourism was back at the Jersey Shore because of the way we worked with the federal government to get the aid we needed and to get things done. I think people should want someone who wants to do their job first and foremost while they're auditioning for another job, not put the audition for the other job and the politics ahead of doing things for the people of Florida.
So we had President Biden out over the weekend, and there are times when you want to say the economy's great. That's your – you could look at certain numbers. Everybody knows that as part of politics. I look at the job numbers. I look at the fact of growth, and I – but I've never seen someone blatantly lie about a liability. And one of the things that he's lying about is that he cut the deficit. And I cannot believe this, but the federal deficit not only is not cut, it doubled for the first time without a catastrophe or a war from $1 trillion last year to $2 trillion for this fiscal year. And it's going to go up again. All the spending programs that he passed on mostly a partisan vote, some were bipartisan on the infrastructure, have now come into play. And the money that is not there, we have spent $6.7 trillion. We've only had $4.5 trillion in revenue. And the President of the United States actually stood on the stage, I think it was Philadelphia, and said, I'm cutting the deficit. How do you attack somebody that blatantly takes his liability and tries to reverse it? The other thing he says is Republicans have been bad on fentanyl, and I'm going to crack down on it. That type of jujitsu almost seems so farcical, but are you concerned it's going to work?
It's only going to work if the person running against him in November has their own credibility problems. That's the only way it's going to work, Brian. The fact is that we know, and I've been talking about the spending that's been done, quite frankly, since Barack Obama. Obama, Trump, and Biden have added trillions to the deficit. Trump's added over $6.5 trillion in 4 years to the deficit. Biden's adding even more. He's going to outstrip Trump's 4 years.
Without a pandemic. And I like to take Trump's record, and I think you agree with me, prior to the pandemic, don't you think?
Well, look, I'm excluding pandemic spending, Brian. If you add pandemic spending, it's over $8 trillion. Look, Donald Trump admitted it himself. He had no interest in fiscal responsibility. He didn't. And he spent the way he spent. That's fine. He'll have to defend that at some point. But it becomes very difficult if you don't have a great record on spending to be able to call Joe Biden out on his lies.
Right.
And Joe Biden is lying. He's lying in a big way. Listen, inflation, it still costs 17% more for families to buy anything than it did when Joe Biden became president. They still are having their wages fall behind what their costs are. People feel like they're worse off in America today than when Joe Biden became president because they are. And it's becoming harder and harder for them to be able to put food on the table, put gas in the car,
right,
cool their homes in the summer, heat their homes in the winter because of his awful energy policy. I mean, look, there's so much to go after this guy on. Right. And to get back to your original point, that's why we don't want to be talking next fall about whether Donald Trump was convicted in some of his earlier trials or will be. We want to be talking about Joe Biden's awful performance as president of the United States.
Governor Christie, you don't have a Mets playoff run to distract you. You can focus on your own run. So best of luck. Thanks for checking in with us. It's after Labor Day. Nobody can say it doesn't matter anymore. Go get them, Governor.
Yep. It's game time, Brian, for politics, but not for our Mets.
Not for your Mets or the Yankees. Thanks so much. 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
We said 1,500 hours.
Jack's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
You copy?
Oh. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit, it doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
They're precious jewels mentioned in the Bible's Old Testament, in the prophetic books of Isaiah and Ezekiel, and also in the book of Job. So where are they in the Holy Land? Tali Shalom Taub searched the scriptures for clues.
It was written in the Bible thousands of years ago that there are supposed to be precious gems in Israel, but I don't know why nobody ever thought of looking for them.
But Tali's father did. It took more than two decades to find evidence in the ground of the jewels' existence, some of which are only found in the biblical landscape. Sadly, Tali's father died before the real work began, but she has teamed up with American actress Shari Rigby for a documentary on the excavation for the jewels and a company that Tali created called Holy Gems.
We experienced Israel in a whole different way that actually brought life to these pieces of the Bible that we had never really participated in, and all of a sudden has become a reality that you can actually hold in your hand.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it, all my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a charge, you've got a charge. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Hello. The next time you see your neighbor, be sure to say hi. A recent Gallup poll finds that saying hello to the people who live around you can impact your overall well-being in a good way. Respondents had to rank their level of well-being across 5 metrics, including career, social, financial, physical, and community. The survey found people who reported saying hello to no neighbors scored 51.5 on the well-being index, while those who reported saying hello to 6 neighbors regularly scored 64.1 on the well-being index. Now, there are some limits. According to the poll, saying hello to 6 people is a magic number. It found saying hello to more than 6 didn't show any meaningful benefits. Who says hello the most? Those 65 and older. And having children under the age of 18 improves the chances of greeting neighbors, too. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I tell you what, someone said, you know, that Biden, he's getting old, man. I tell you what. Well, guess what? Guess what? I tell you, know, the only thing that comes with age is a little bit of wisdom. I've been doing this longer than anybody, and I guess what? I'm going to continue to do it with your help.
Look, that's what they told him to do, spin it. And I think Bernie Sanders could spin it, even though he'd be terrible for the country. He'd go, listen, I'm getting older, yeah, but I'm not slowing down. And, you know, he really isn't. I don't think he's running for re-election. There's a good chance he's not running for re-election, by the way. And you could say that, you know, make your age wisdom. And Trump is reluctant to bring up age because he's 77. He doesn't want people examining him, even though, you know, I don't think any of all the criticisms on Trump, very few people say, oh, he's too old. They just don't want him, or they absolutely have to have him. You heard Chris Christie. The field is not losing faith that they'll have a shot at this before it's said and done. When we come back, the latest on the border and how it's affecting Democrats in Democratic cities. We go to Texas, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my 3 amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I got to live in the real world, in the real history, and in the real world, real wages are beating prices. That is a very welcome trend. 82% support capping insulin costs for seniors at $35 a month. 81% support giving Medicare the power to negotiate for lower drug prices. 79% support tax incentives to create more manufacturing jobs. 77% support capping out-of-pocket costs on prescription drugs. These are all measures that are in place. These are the components of Bidenomics. So when someone tells you Americans don't like Bidenomics, it's false. Americans approve of the components above 80%.
Okay. That is, of course, do you know anyone that goes, I wish insulin was more expensive. I wish Medicare was more affordable. I'm not sure. A lot of people in biotech have an argument that they don't want the government to be able to negotiate prices down because it takes away innovation. I'll have that argument. But that has nothing to do with Bidenomics. Bidenomics is the unbelievable spending for a green economy that America and the world is not ready for, technology can't handle. And now the spending is coming through. Did you know, economically, we have doubled our national debt in 2 years. Doubled in 1 year, we doubled it. So, yeah, the deficit immediately got cut. Got it. Because we're no longer spending on the pandemic. We understand that. But what the president doing now is all that spending in the pipeline is and actually being spent, and the money is flying out the door, and the interest rates are going up, and we're witnessing now a situation where the average American is voting on the economy, and it gives him a 38% approval rating. Jared Bernstein, his economic advisor, let that out.
The guy who's also in the real world is trying to get it right. If you're watching Fox Nation, you recognize him. Chef Andrew Gruhl, founder of American Gravy Concepts, restaurateur, entrepreneur, and very strong opinions on anything that we throw at him. Andrew, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
So there's, I don't blame Jared Bernstein. He's there to advocate for his boss. Got it. But he's in the numbers. You're in the reality. What are people feeling?
It's hurting everybody. I mean, you know, I talk to every one of my guests about things, and I always try and keep our prices low, but there's a certain point at which you can't do it. You have to keep raising the prices. And one of the things that our guests are saying is that they're going out to eat at restaurants all over the place, and now restaurants are adding surcharges, insurance charges. So you read your bill, and it's like, you know, it's like reading a Schedule 15. There's 17 different line items to add these costs on because the restaurants and the retail
operators... They have kitchen gratuities now sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. The restaurants and the retailers, they can't even keep up anymore. And that's the reality of Bidenomics, is that on the street, our cost of goods are going up significantly, much higher than the rate in which, you know, we're seeing inflation. And then furthermore, you're getting all these surcharges added on from every single distributor, plus the state, especially in California, adding more taxes, adding more regulations, that it's breaking the back of any small or medium-sized business owner.
Don't you think that before you vote for anyone, don't you want to ask them, have you been in a business? Dry cleaner? Deli? Restaurant? Have you done anything? Did you sell sneakers? Did you go to a flea market and with your iPhone and try to slash people in and then see the amount of tax you're paying out? Until you start doing that, you fully don't understand it, do you?
They don't understand it. And then let's take the other side of running a business, right? The human element, which actually I think is the biggest part of the business. And the way in which they pretend to care about the workers, but then they ignore what the workers are asking for and what they're saying. These workers, these younger workers who are getting completely crushed and can't even afford a place to live, you know, it's not about giving them handouts, right? They want a strong economy, and they want opportunity, liberty, and freedom to make their own decisions. They're not being listened to at all.
Right. I also think these corporate housings, these corporations, I saw this featured 2 years ago on 60 Minutes. Corporations are going into middle and lower middle class housing, and they're buying them all. And they fix them up, and then they rent them to people. It makes it impossible to buy, and you're gonna outbid Blackstone? So you never get the house you spend your whole life renting. That's who we're competing against. Any politician who says, I'm going to end that, I think that would work in their benefit. That would show you you're in the real world.
Yeah, well, I agree, because a lot of these major corporations, we've seen the way in which they've merged with the government. It's almost now like one massive entity. It's a monopoly of sorts. And when you get rid of the housing element and then you give the power to the employer and the large employer to basically hold an employee hostage by way of housing, having it or not having it, well, then that creates a whole nother power struggle.
What are you dealing with right now? I know you've had your businesses. People didn't like that you spoke up during the pandemic. You called out Gavin Newsom. You called out the president. Where are you at now?
Well, my biggest thing right now is in California is dealing with crime, right? And the laws that are coming down. Right now, California Senate is spending all of their time passing Senate bills that are going to punish businesses who protect their workers and try and prevent crime. SB 533, look it up. It's the way in which now they're saying, OSHA, you have to have an entire framework in place to prevent violent crime. And if you don't, then you get penalized by the state. And if any of your employees or the owners actually try and prevent the criminals by fighting back, well, then you're in massive trouble. They spend all this time and state resources in order to punish the employers as opposed to actually putting the criminals in
jail.
Who
would be in support of this?
It won the vote 29-8, I think, in California. And they just went through appropriations. They amended the bill to make it even harder for people just 2 days ago, and we're going to see it go into effect July 1st, 2024.
And they represent the people that you talk to?
Yep. Yep.
But do they really represent the people?
No, of course not. That's
right.
The point. If I said, you know, SB 533, nobody knows what's going on. This is what California does, because it doesn't get covered in California press or media, because they know that it's insane, but yet they still do it and waste everybody's time and resources putting this junk together, as opposed to just allowing people to go to jail for committing a crime.
I mean, we see on the cover of the New York Post today, we see a 6-year-old woman get beat up by a 9-time convicted criminal who didn't like the fact that she was in his way. She rips the cane out of his hand. He rips the cane out of her hand and beats her up. He doesn't even get arrested. He goes, well, she hit me first, and they let him walk away. And basically the cops feel as though they're not going to be backed anyway. Is this the hill I die on? Or should I just worry about getting home at night? This is not a New York story, though. You talk to Chicago. In Chicago, the mayor came out and said, these people on Hyundais and these Kias, they should really, they're going to be sued. They should be sued. And then he's suing them because it's too easy to steal their car.
I mean, I heard this story, and I genuinely thought it was the Babylon Bee. I thought it was satire, The Onion. This is real. In California, San Francisco, I'm talking to restaurateurs all over the place, and we're seeing these heritage restaurants shutting down left and right, and mass exodus of restaurateurs in what once was one of the greatest culinary cities in the world. And what they're saying is that we're calling the police, and the police aren't even getting out of their cars. And that goes to what you just suggested, is that, you know, they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't think that they're going to get in trouble for actually enforcing the law. This is it's unbelievable. And the people who live this day in and day out, they're saying, please, somebody just come and help us.
Yeah. Andrew Gruhl is with us now. He's offering his opinions about what it's like trying to make things work. I have no idea why you're still in California.
Well, I actually firmly believe that there is hope in California. I mean, you know, Steve Hilton does a great job trying to explain to people, and he's really pushing through California to get people to understand that really there's theoretically a 5% gap here and that people need to stand up. We think California is a lost cause, but there's a lot of reason and rationale in the common person's mind in California. It's just about exposing these facts, you know, not opinions, but facts, and then ultimately voting the right way.
And getting the right candidate.
Yeah.
But is the Republican Party organized enough to have a real run? I mean, the last Republican that we saw was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Interviewed him many times when he had the job. He really couldn't get much done. He wanted to come in and get things done. He realized he has to deal with Democrats. And since that time, Republicans haven't sniffed powerful office.
Yeah, a lot of people say compromise isn't leadership, but I think the right compromise is leadership. So in California, you know, if you get the right people in office, it might start with a little bit of compromise, but we just need to chip away at that supermajority, and then from there, perhaps we take the second step. So I think there's hope, and I'm in California because, frankly, it is a beautiful state. It's part of our nation currently, and, you know, there's great people there.
It's bigger than most countries. I lived out there, too. I lived in Malibu in a $500 apartment.
Okay.
because I was willing to drive that far. I lived at the bottom of somebody's house. And then he got sick, and I basically had the whole house. More on that later. And then I worked in Ontario. So I was able to have to drive through into a small station out there. And then I worked at XTRA All Sports Radio, which originally was just in San Diego. So I would drive on the weekends all the way down to San Diego. And then they got a station 670 in the mall, and the mall, the Topanga Canyon Mall, just got hit by smash and grab.
Yeah.
And I go, wait a second, that beautiful mall, they just smashed and grab. That's where the radio station was.
Yep.
And I just can't believe it. They just got hit. And what are you going to do? You're not supposed to stop them. And you know what? If I'm just shopping there, I'm looking to pick up some sneakers, am I going to tackle a guy who just wiped out, you know, a Foot Locker? Probably not.
Oh, heck no. Heck no. This is a crime syndicate, too. I think that's important to mention. I
mean, it's organized.
It is organized. Talk about RICO, right? You know, these are organized criminals. They go in with lists of when they're hitting up these pharmacies. They have a list that they've already sold on back pages. So basically, they market it, and then they tell people, okay, here's your shopping list. Go in and steal X, you know, goods. Half of these are kids that are going in because they know they're going to be released even if they do get caught based on the fact that they're first-time offenders. So they're using the law to their advantage. They know what they're doing.
But why are you optimistic then?
Well, I'm optimistic because the people of California, right? Like, people recognize that this is absurd. So whether there's going to be some level of vigilantism that takes place and they start pushing back on
it. Our best hope are vigilantes?
Well, hey, you know what? Robin Hood's, you know, it's a great...
You remember Danny Penny, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Marine in the subway that just wanted to go downtown to go to a class. He looked over and see this harassing everybody, including two older African-American women. And he used his skills he learned as a Marine to suppress the guy. Sadly, he got choked out. And now this guy is fighting for his freedom. And that's why I think this 60-year-old woman in the Harlem subway who gets beat up for no reason, the guy taped it rather than helping. Because do you want to give up? Maybe this guy's got a family. He works for the MTA. He's probably not rich. So do you say, is this the hill I die on? Yeah. At least I tape it and she has a chance for justice.
I agree. I agree that it's insane. But, hey, at least the guy's taping it and getting the information out
right.
there.
Right.
You know,
I don't know if I could do
it. Huge.
I don't know if I could do that. This guy was a mountain of a guy, but I probably would have given it a shot. So Phil Flynn weighed in on, he's a market analyst, oil trader. He sees oil and gas going up. We know that gas is going up. How high is it now in California? Roughly, let's just say
$8.
Is that unbelievable? Yeah. $8.
Yeah.
So here it's $4.10, roughly. So that's with all the taxes on it, and they don't want you to drive it. but they still have to use oil and gas to sustain, keep the lights on in California, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the grid is not ineffective.
So here is Phil Flynn talking about everyday life, Cut 36.
It's a very scary chart, and a lot of that, Brett, is caused by inflation and government spending, right? Government spending's been out of control. People have to pay more for food. They have to pay more for groceries, and that's when they get behind on these loans. When we keep hearing the economy is doing great and everything is fine, the reality is that inflation is affecting everything, and you see it very clearly in those charts. People can't afford to pay their bills when they can't afford to buy their groceries.
And what happens is when you look at your credit card, the interest's up. So you owe more. And after a while, people are like, you know what? I'm just going to make the minimum payment. We know that's a 50-year program if you don't spend anything.
Yeah, and then ultimately they file bankruptcy, right? Yeah. I mean,
and they don't come to your restaurant to go out to eat.
No, exactly. They don't come to my restaurant. You know, I think that right now we're at this edge and we're looking over the cliff. And, you know, we're pushing as hard as we can. The margins are either non-existent or they're so thin. People are still coming to the restaurant, but not at the same rate at which they, you know, they were a year or two ago when, you know, the government printing press was just on full blast.
Andrew Grew's here. Andrew, we come back. When you took a stand last time is the pandemic restrictions. To a degree, they're coming back as the first lady gets COVID. And in Maryland, they're making elementary schools all mask up, despite the fact that they've really hurt them academically, and these kids are not in danger at all, especially on this variant. It's nuts. Andrew Grewal weighs in when we come back on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sport. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A mom grateful for the kindness of the local police department in Virginia makes today's Dean's List. Sarah Ford and her family stopped into Colonial Heights, Virginia on their way home to New York. After eating a meal, they got back into their car and were driving home when she realized that her son Liam had left his iPad behind. Liam has autism and uses the device for learning. Sarah called the restaurant and was told by the staff that they had the iPad and would keep it safe. Having traveled so far, Sarah decided to call the local police department for help. A woman named Babette took the call and spoke to one of the officers who picked up the tablet and arranged to mail it back to the Ford family. Not only did they get the iPad back quickly, but the officers added mementos from the police department just for Liam. Sarah says she was in tears when she got the package and will never forget the kindness. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Amber Kroom and Yasmeen Haskins, the winners of Fox's Crime Scene Kitchen Season 2. Even leading up to that finale, they received great feedback from viewers watching the show.
So I've received tons of phone calls, emails, and text messages from friends, family, and random strangers of their young people wanting to know, what do I have to do if I go to culinary school? Can I just take up pastries, or do I have to learn the food service side of it? Just young people wanting to know, like, how to make a cake. What was it like to get on the show?
They do have this advice for anyone looking to decipher clues in the crime scene kitchen next.
Allow yourself to pivot, you know, in this, and you may solve the crime one day, one direction. It can completely change, you know, on the next episode. So just be okay with that. Like, change your game plan, change your strategy.
And look everywhere.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you think back to the origins of the pandemic, these guys used mask mandates and vaccine mandates to effectively talk about half the country as second-class citizens. They used these mandates to turn one half the country against the other half of the country. That's what all tyrants do.
That is J.D. Vance talking about pushing a no-masking again bill. On the Senate floor and House floor, let's see where people stand. Is that something that's foolhardy? Chef Andrew Gruhl wants to weigh in, founder of American Gravy Concepts, very successful entrepreneur in his own right, and for a while was on the Food Network, right?
Yep.
Andrew, and we'll be on Gutfeld tonight.
You got it.
You sure you want to do this? You still don't. So your thoughts about what he just said, where are we going with this?
Yeah, well, let me tell you this about masks. As somebody who runs a business that relies on proper sanitation, masks are absolutely disgusting. I think that the unintended consequence of people masking is that they have a false sense of security, and then there's bacteria that builds up on these masks that just gets spread all over the place. I hate masks in restaurants for that very reason. It could be spreading so many other viruses and diseases that people, they don't wash these masks. If you got proper ventilation in the restaurant, do not wear the masks, period. The masks are ineffective. We know that. They're disgusting, and they ruin the environment as well. These things don't break down. They're full of microplastics, and they just end up in the ocean. So you want to talk about environmentalism.
Oh, yeah, but we got to stop it before it's too late. In Maryland, it is too late. An elementary school in Washington, D.C., right in Maryland, is reinstating school masks for third graders after a handful of kids tested positive for COVID-19. By the way, it's now a low viral X post, whatever that means. So now we're going to see something that's no danger to kids. If you have an underlying condition, if you're dealing with MS or muscular dystrophy, or sadly, if you have to deal with some type of, if you're going through cancer treatment, that's a different story. But that's for you. You cannot destroy a kid's ability to learn by putting masks on these kids again. And this is evidently variants going to start spreading. Anthony Fauci's talking about it again. What did it do to your business?
Well, it crushed our business. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. The only reason that we ended up doing well through the pandemic or getting by was because I spoke out and made a target of myself, and then it brought a lot of people in who wanted to support the business. We talk about this parallel economy. But for most businesses where people can't speak out or they don't even understand a lot of these issues because they're trying to just get by and pay rent, they are going to get crushed again. The mere presence of masks scares people, and it's that signal that we should be scared. When people are scared, they don't go out. When they don't go out, they don't spend money. And then we start to see things retract when it comes to the economic element.
So I want you to hear what Rand Paul said last night, Cut 18.
It's a crime against children, and we should never put our kids back in the masks. Right now, I'm having a battle with the Senate physician who wants to do three vaccines for all of our pages. They're 18 years old, and we now know that, guess what? In America, not one healthy child died from COVID. I repeat that, not one. The number is zero, and yet we're forcing three vaccines, and we now know that the more vaccines you give to children, the higher the incidence of the heart inflammation. So it's actually malpractice to do this, and I'm fighting them because in the Senate, they're still trying to force every page that comes in here, young, healthy people, to be triple vaxxed, and it actually is against medical advice to be doing that.
Is he dust in the wind, or does he speak for people that you know, Andrew?
Oh, he speaks for a lot more people than they'll
know. What about liberals? Like, the actor-actress type that come to your place?
Yep, and I'll tell you what. The reason I know this is that all these kind of contemporaries in my field write to me privately, thank you for speaking out. We 100% agree with you. We're not going to speak out because we're afraid to, but we're going to keep giving you props for doing so. Look, I've got 4 kids from the ages of 2 to 12. They will never see a mask ever again.
And if a school makes them?
We took them out of school. We homeschool them.
You homeschool them.
Where they go into a pod program. It's a Turning Point school, and they're in that school, and and they're happy, and they play with other kids. There's 90 kids in the school, and then we do the extra work at home.
All right. Andrew Gruhl will watch you tonight on Gutfeld.
Thank you.
Please don't say hi for me.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. A group of 20 top world economies welcoming the African Union as a member.
The addition of the African Union gives power to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's drive to give a greater voice to the global south. India's foreign minister said all members of the group had unanimously approved a policy statement on global affairs.
Planet, people, peace and prosperity, all those 8 paras have 100% acceptance.
However, when it came to the war in Ukraine, the final statement had softer language than the previous year and didn't mention Russia's invasion directly. Finally, the US, India, the EU and others unveiled ambitious plans to build a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and Europe. President Biden hailed the project, saying,
"This is a real big deal."
I'm Karen Chamas.
A rare, powerful earthquake striking Morocco Friday night, sending people racing from their beds into the darkened streets, toppling buildings in mountainous villages and ancient cities that were not built to withstand such force. More than 2,000 people were killed, that toll expected to rise. The official number of those still missing from Hawaii's wildfires has dropped. Lisa Dwyer has more in this report.
Hawaii's governor says that the number of people still missing following wildfires that destroyed the historic community of Lahaina has dropped to 66. The tally of the missing is now significantly lower than a week earlier, when authorities said that 385 people remained unaccounted for. The number of confirmed deaths is still at 115. The governor says that in the coming weeks, authorities will begin to schedule supervised visits for residents so that they can return and view their property. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Take the time to really get to know your body. You find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The remains of two people who died in the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center in New York have been identified.
The remains are of a man and a woman. Their names were withheld at the request of their families. New York City's medical examiner has now been able to link remains of more than 1,600 World Trade Center victims. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in Lower Manhattan. The announcement comes days before the 22nd anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More than 1,000 remains in New York have yet to be identified. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Jason Graham says they are committed to fulfilling their solemn pledge to return the remains of all the attack's victims. I'm Ed Donahue.
Officials in Turkey say rescue teams have begun the process of extricating an American researcher who became seriously ill while he was 3,000 feet below the entrance of a cave in Turkey. It could take days to bring him to the surface. Townhall.com. Some problems for Native Americans in the 2020 census.
A majority of tribes will not get the full detailed demographic data they had in the previous census. Some of the numbers are going to be very imprecise because of new privacy safeguards recently implemented by the Census Bureau. The Center for Indian Country Development says 80% of tribes will no longer receive breakdowns of age data reported by gender when detailed numbers are released later this month. Census Bureau says the safeguards are needed because of privacy threats. Jason Walker reporting.
New Mexico Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issuing a 30-day emergency public health order temporarily suspending the right to carry firearms in public across Albuquerque and surrounding Bernalillo County in response to a spate of gun violence. More at townhall.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. I'm heard around the country, around the world. So glad you're here. It's going to be a big hour coming your way. We have an author with us that's guaranteed to make your life better if you pay attention, and I know you will. His name is John Gordon. He's been a bestseller everywhere he goes and every time he publishes a book. This new one's out. I'm going to have more on it on One Nation over the weekend. It's called The One Truth. Elevate your mind, unlock your power. Heal Your Soul. He deals with a lot of professional athletes. I get it. But he also deals with a lot of parents who have teens that are suicidal, others that are suffering from depression. So a lot of these universal truths that he had found out in research he speaks about, and it's in this book. You will love it. And Mark Thiessen standing by. He's former speechwriter for Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist. And, man, if you want insight on what's happening politically, you go to him. But first, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This issue will destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we're getting Russian-speaking coming through Mexico. The migrants. This is a national problem. It should be handled by the national government. But let's be clear. This mess is Trump-like Republicans' mess. Republicans created this mess.
Are you nuts? You mean the guy that repurposed defense spending to build a wall that they wouldn't finance? The one that put tariffs and threatened tariffs on Mexico? And they put 20,000 Marines on their southern border? That Donald Trump? What an embarrassment. Mayor Adams has 100,000 illegal immigrants in his state, in his city. 20,000 are going to school on day one today. And we got nowhere to put them and no translators to help them.
Number two.
I've been tested again today. I'm clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
I don't know. I'm befuddled on this clown. He sits there and tortures us with 2 years of mandates and demands. It's our patriotic duty to wear a mask. He's told to wear a mask, and he mocks his own CDC. The Fauci follies are back from mask to boosters to child abuse in our schools. We have seen this movie before. And I can quote The Who now, we will not get fooled again.
Number one.
I think the message is simple. They're going to throw the book at him on a gun charge that they were previously going to let him actually work off in a couple years.
Harry Littman, former federal prosecutor, Hunter indicted, yes, within 2 weeks. The question is this just about a crackhead lying about his gun application? Why don't we focus on the foreign business dealings? Why? Because maybe it links right to Joe. The White House is desperate to block it all. We have the latest. Mark, how significant is it that Hunter is about to be indicted, do you think?
Well, significant. The son of the president is about to be indicted while he's a sitting president. I mean, I don't think, you know, talk about first. I don't know if that's ever happened in our history before. But he's being indicted for the wrong thing.
I agree.
You know, I mean, great. Okay. You know, let's say, sure, gun charge. Absolutely. We should say, you know, for an administration that takes gun violence very seriously, then of course they should. He should have been charged. Of course, they offered him a plea on this before. So, you know, it's not like this was their first choice. But this is like a sideshow. You know, I want to know, you know, I want to know about his business dealings in China. I want to know with his business dealings with the Chinese Communist Party. I want to know where that, you know, what was their pay for play? Remember how everyone was running around, you know, talking about Ukraine pay for play, you know, that. I mean, we need to get to the bottom of the Biden, you know, crime family's business dealings.
So I want you to hear what James Comer had to say about this. And the problems that he's having getting everything, not only from the White House lawyers, even from our national librarians, the National Archives, even they are political. Cut two.
Hunter Biden has been in trouble for a long time. Burisma was a corrupt energy company. That's why Shokin, the Ukrainian prosecutor, was investigating him for the first place. Remember, Shokin even seized some asset from the owners of Burisma in other countries. This is a corrupt entity. The press was picking up on this, and the Biden, Hunter's legal team, Hunter's PR people, whoever they were communicating back and forth with Joe Biden, who was vice president, so they can be an official government position on this, an official government statement to the press corps, reassuring everyone that everything was fine and you know, everything was on the up and up. This is further coordination between Hunter Biden and the federal government and Joe Biden.
Is he right?
Yeah. So here's the thing that just think about this. If you took all the facts relating to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, all the, you know, what they dismiss as being, you know, just sort of not enough evidence to suggest that Joe Biden did anything wrong or received any money out of that. You take all the same facts and change the names from Biden to Trump, we would have a multi-million dollar, multi-year special prosecutor investigation. Congress, you have members of, you know, I mean, the Democratic members of Congress would be saying that that Trump was in was making money and is in the pocket. They'd be talking about impeachment, all of this stuff. It's just stunning how they, you know, they just flip a switch. if it's their guy, nothing to see here. If it's our guy, it's like, you know, let's indict him. it's just, you know, they don't even make a pretense of being objective.
And let me just tell you, I can tell you personally, that I walked into Trump Tower. They were a year and a half in to the administration, and Eric was busy, and Don was walking around, and I was there to see, I think, Don. And Don Jr., I go, well, what's going on? How are you staying busy? He goes, I'm not. I go, why? He goes, because my job was international, and I'm not allowed to do anything with other countries. This is between me and him. There's no cameras. He just says, I'm not allowed to do anything with any other countries. I go, wow. He goes, so I'm like hamstrung. And he was frustrated, but it was I didn't ever thought to myself, okay, I didn't realize that. I should have. I thought you could deconflict and just be transparent. He's like, no. They said, don't risk it. That's a little bit different than what we're witnessing now. So go to show you. David Axelrod was asked about this indictment last night with Anderson Cooper. And listen to what he said first. Cut 8.
The president wasn't involved with this very clearly. This was something that involved something that Hunter Biden did on his own and involved his own drug addiction and his own misrepresentation. But it fuels what the Republicans in Congress are trying to fan, which is the idea that Hunter Biden is involved in a bunch of illicit activities, and they want to try and link the president to these, and this will be a log on that fire, even though he has nothing to do with this.
He knows better. I mean, is he?
They all know better. They all know better. And look, if we had a email from one of the Trump kid saying, "Yeah, I'm doing all this stuff, and I got to give Pop half the money," that would be this one. They'd be running around waving it on TV and seeing it like smoking gun. I mean, just. You know, it's just, and this is why, you know, you wonder why January 6th takes place. And I'm going to draw a connection here, right? So, you know, the media lies, and their bias is so obvious, and they push the Russia collusion conspiracy theory for years, and it turns out not to be true. And they push the Ukraine impeachment, and they push all these things, they push all these lies about COVID. And then Trump comes and says the election was stolen. And they wonder why people believe him and don't believe them when they say it wasn't. It's like the boy who cried wolf, right? You know, you lie enough that when you finally tell the truth, no one believes you. And so if the media had actually been objective for the 4 years of the Trump presidency, maybe Trump couldn't have gotten away with saying that the election was stolen when it wasn't. Because maybe the people would look at the media and say, you know what, they're not in the tank for the other side. Maybe we should listen to these stories. Maybe we should look at them for objective analysis. But they have no objectivity. And so as a result, we no longer have any neutral arbiter of fact when it comes to anything. In our political life, because nobody trusts the media. There's nobody that both the left and the right trust to say, okay, let's work from a common set of facts about X, whatever it is. No one does that. And so as a result, our entire politics is in tumult because no one is operating from the same set of objective facts anymore on anything.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're not talking about drilling in Alaska, which is another huge subject. He decides to shut off drilling in Alaska, something that was passed by the last Congress on the same day that Russia and Saudi Arabia, everybody's cutting production while we're watching gas prices go up. That's why people say, well, of course this guy's not going to get elected. Everything he does is wrong. I mean, he's trying to green the economy with money we don't have in an economy that's double the deficit while he stands up on the stump and says, I cut the deficit, while he doubled the deficit. So people go, I don't know, you know, really, I'm busy. I got three jobs and three kids. I'm supposed to fact check this guy? I'm just going to give up on everybody.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So if you look at Joe Biden, if you go to the 538 page, they've got the polling for comparing Biden to every president going back to the end of World War II, to Harry Truman, which is the modern polling era. And Joe Biden is the most unpopular president since World War II, except for two, Jimmy Carter and Donald Trump. Right? So, yes. You look at the facts of the matter, you look at Biden's age, you look at Biden's obvious mental decline, you look at all of these things and say, there is no way this guy can get reelected. Yeah, he can. Because if you force people to choose between two people they disapprove of, then you might end up, they might not end up choosing your guy.
Yeah.
And so the party.
But the only thing is, this is the difference, and I know I'm speaking to the choir here. You have one guy where the press is covering for you and your approval rating still is terrible. And then you have other guy who the press has got it out for you and your approval is the same. So
but that means that Joe Biden has the advantage because he has the press in the tank for him. And again, this election is not going to be decided by Republicans or Democrats. It's going to be decided by a couple hundred thousand swing voters in five states. And they're the only ones that matter in this discussion. And so you have to look at what we need to drill down on is the voters who disapprove of both Biden and Trump, who will they go for? And I don't know the answer to that. The Wall Street Journal poll in April found that Biden won those voters by 39 points. Maybe that'll change as he becomes more incompetent and more mentally addled as we go forward. Who knows? But the part that the clear fact is that the 7 in 10 Americans don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. They say that. So the party that figures that out and puts somebody else up is going to have an advantage going in.
I know. I just feel, Mark, I think you should recognize the fact that I do think things are changing since we first started having this conversation in 2022 when it was pretty clear that Trump was going to run and who was going to be in the field. I do sense there's a lot of, that, like the Liz Cheney's of the world, like the Never Trumpers will be Never Trumpers. But the Trumper.
They're irrelevant.
Huh? Yeah. But I'm just saying the people that said, I'd rather not have Trump are going, you know what? I'll take his craziness and his policies. And I think that Nikki Haley is emerging right now. Governor DeSantis maybe stop the bleeding. They'll probably be on the stage together in October. But I think that at this point, I think Mark Thiessen has to be open to, I think more people are open to President Trump. And they also, Nikki Haley's done a great job on this. Letting you know that a vote for Biden is a vote for this woman, cut 30.
I'm answering your hypothetical. But Joe Biden's going to be fine. So that is not going to come to fruition. But let us also understand that every vice president, understands that when they take the oath, that they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president. I am no different.
That's who's going to be your president.
Yeah, 100%. Look, Joe Biden would be 86 at the end of a second term. If you just look at the Social Security Administration actuarial tables, I actually went and dug them up. There's a 60% chance that he won't live to the end of his second term, much less be mentally competent throughout it. That the average American male, only 42% make it to the age of 85. So he'd be 86 at the end of his term. He's probably not going to make it. And he certainly is not going to make it as mentally competent. Of course Kamala Harris will be president at some point during the second Biden term. So without a doubt, we're running against it. In fact, if Trump is the nominee, whoever the Republican nominee is, he should step in and do the vice presidential debate as well. I'll do all the debates, right? I mean, he should, because that's a real matchup, you know? But again, it's not whether I'm open to Trump. Brian, it's not whether you're open to Trump. It's not whether,
it's not me and you. I want to make that clear. I'm not talking about me and you.
Voters are. And I think that Donald Trump was one of the greatest presidents of my lifetime in terms of policies. I've spilled more ink defending Donald Trump on the web pages of the Washington Post than any human being alive. I could spend an entire segment with you on this show going through his policies and one by one showing how they were among the best conservative policies of any president in my lifetime. That's not the issue. The issue is whether Donald Trump has his behavior since losing the election has so driven away swing voters that they are that they will vote for a mentally addled 86-year-old with a drool cup instead of him. And there are a number of people, a number of Americans in those key swing states whose answer is yeah, yes, I will. And that's what we have to deal with. And any other Republican will crush Joe Biden.
I know, but not in the stats. Head to head, DeSantis loses by 6. Trump's in a dead heat. Now, we can't take these as ironclad.
That doesn't matter. Those polls don't matter because people don't know DeSantis yet. Trump is a known commodity. Everyone has made their decision and their judgment on him. He's not winning over anybody or driving away anybody at that.
I'm not talking about me and you. I'm just saying, Mark, be open that something's changing. I just believe something's changing.
Yeah, maybe.
I felt differently three, four months ago. But
I don't know. Show me the poll of swing voters who supports that.
All right, tell me when your birthday is. I will get it ready. I'll surprise you.
Excellent.
Back in a moment.
Consumer Cellular's award-winning customer support is 100% based in the U.S. And you are 100% based in the U.S. That's something you have in common with Consumer Cellular's customer service. Consumer Cellular's customer service likes pizza. And you like pizza. You want a free month of service, and we want to give you one. We obviously can't wait to hear from you. Visit consumercellular.com/freemonth and enter code FREEMONTH to get your second month free. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Promotion is subject to terms and conditions.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The ex-wife of slain Florida Microsoft executive Jared Bridegain was arrested and charged with his murder more than 18 months after Bridegain was shot to death in front of his 2-year-old daughter. Shayna Gardner Fernandez, who's now remarried, was said to be going through a contentious custody battle with Bridegain over their 2 kids. Gardner Fernandez's current husband, Mario Fernandez Saldana, and a handyman connected to the couple were both arrested earlier this year in connection with the crime. Florida State Attorney Melissa Nelson.
We will be filing a notice of our intent to seek the death penalty, as we have also done in the case of Mario Fernandez.
The 3 allegedly plotted to get Bridegain out of his car to move a tire blocking the road. When Bridegain stepped out of his vehicle, he was repeatedly shot in front of his daughter, Bexley, who was strapped in her car seat. Bridegain's current wife, Bexley's mom, Kirsten, says she felt from the very beginning the ex-wife was part of the brutal plot. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Alana Springsteen. The country singer-songwriter just released the final part of her 3-part debut album, 20-something. She's had a lot of career highlights so far, including full circle moments.
What have been some of the biggest full circle moments for you when you kind of reflect on the last few years?
There's been
So many. One of the biggest full circle moments for me has been on the touring side. I've gotten to tour with Luke Bryan. When I was about 10 years old, I went to the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. It was one of my first trips to Nashville. And I got to do like the backstage tour and sit on the stage for the show. And Luke Bryan was playing, connected with his fans in a way that I had never really experienced before.
Bryan told her when she'd be making her Opry debut.
We had never like met, never spoken to each other before. And he FaceTimes me out of the blue and is like, Alana, I just wanted to be the one to tell you that you're going to be making your debut. He heard that story about 10-year-old me and, like, just wanted to give me that moment. It was the most special thing in the world.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now, I think that obstruction charge is going to get the trial, Mr. President. I think that. Okay, if you do, and they ask you on the stand, did you order anyone to move boxes? How will you answer?
I'm not answering that question for you, but I'm totally covered under the law.
Donald Trump talking to you over yesterday. That was smart for him not to answer that question, by the way. Because he's got to be. That's the problem with being a candidate. You have four open cases and maybe two civil cases, one for your business and then one with this defamation trial. And who knows what you could say in these interviews when you're asked. And it sounds like you're ducking the question. Now, if you're going to go on in a hostile outlet, all CNN will ever answer is all about your questions. And Trump's confidence is through the roof. He'll feel as though I can get through it. But right there shows me that someone's talked to him and got him worried enough to say, I'm not going to answer that for you. But there was this so-called number four, the witness number four that flipped on Trump, that worked on the tech side at Mar-a-Lago, that evidently is going to tell a story on his aide, Nada, and him. Not going to be helpful. We'll see. President's got to have good attorneys because they're certainly under attack. John Gordon next.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith.
Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Do you know that each of the four New Testament Gospels presents a different picture of Jesus Christ? Do you realize the book of Acts reveals the birth and growth of the church?
I think I can answer those questions. Matthew presents Jesus Christ as king, Mark presents him as a servant, Luke presents him in his humanity, and John presents Christ in his deity. Acts records the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the beginning of the church, and the exciting details of how the gospel spread around the known world.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. I'm inviting you to enroll for Dr. Dan Isles' action-filled class this fall as he unpacks each gospel and guides students through the exciting events of Acts.
The class is titled New Testament Literature 1, and the semester begins on Tuesday, September the 5th, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. through to December the 11th. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? I'm answering your question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking that question? It's the wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people is going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. The years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures. No, it was not.
So it's how you vision things, but it doesn't end up with you holding the trophy over your head. That was when Giannis, one of the best athletes in the world, talking about being the number one seed in the Eastern Conference and losing in the first round to Miami. Obviously, huge upset. And that was his take. And he got criticism for it. They go, oh, a winner never should be satisfied. And it's not a failure. It is a failure if you don't win at all. I love this attitude because I have news for you. Most of us don't win at all. So we're going to walk around feeling like losers. It doesn't work for me. And I imagine it doesn't work for my next guest. You might be watching on the stream now. John Gordon, best-selling author, author of a brand-new book called The One Truth. Elevate your mind, unlock your power, and heal your soul. And, John, you do the bulk of your work with a lot of athletes, right, of all different levels. And for a lot of NFL players, and they're on the back of your book. What do you think of what Giannis's take was in that huge upset?
I would say that failure doesn't define you. It refines you to be all that you're meant to be, to learn, to grow. So I do believe you do fail. I mean, you're going to fail.
Right.
You're not going to live up to your potential. You're not going to reach your goals. You're not going to perform as high as you want to perform. But in those moments, what could you learn from this? How can you grow from this? How can you get better because of it? So everything is a learning opportunity and a growth opportunity. You don't want that failure to define you, though, and get down and think something's wrong with you, something's broken. Maybe you just didn't play well. Maybe you didn't perform. Maybe you didn't have the right mindset that day. Okay, how can I come back and perform at a higher level? Michael Jordan, we know what made him so great. I talked to John Paxson. I spoke to the Bulls during training camp this year, and John was there. I said, hey, what made Michael so great? Because I really believed it wasn't the hating of losing. It wasn't the fear of losing. It was the love of competition. Every time he was playing you, he was battling you. He was competing against you. He wanted to destroy you. He wasn't worried about failure. He wasn't worried about making a mistake.
Fear of failure is not going to work for you.
No, it's not going to work for you. It actually paralyzes you. Fear divides. It makes you feel powerless. Love unites. Love creates connection. Connection creates clarity. Clarity creates confidence. Confidence creates courage. So the more you're focused on loving the moment, loving the competition, loving the battle, then you will perform at your highest level.
Now, listen, on the outside, if you're not an athlete, you're not coaching, I get it. This is not really about that. It's just the easiest examples of sports because you got winning, losing, competition, starting, bench. It's just an easy way to get a sense of life. So hopefully you'll take that from it. Give an example from you in your introduction. You talk about being a little league pitcher, and you're on the mound, and you hit a batter, and your dad's a coach, and your dad's furious at you, and you hit the next batter, and you hit the next batter. And the next one, I think, got a hit, and then you hit the last one, and they finally pulled you out. And that stuck with the little kid, John Gordon. It stuck with you throughout your college career. You ended up being a college lacrosse player, Division I, but you just feared not being successful, and it almost ruined the experience for you.
It really did wreck me in many ways. And when I look back on my time as a college athlete, I never fully enjoyed it. I was so worried about making a mistake. Being benched, not playing well, not being perfect. I was defining myself by my outcome and by my performance. And that's the worst thing you can do as an athlete or as a person. So often in life, we define ourselves by our accomplishments, by our jobs, by our school, by our grades. And so there's a lot of kids right now, taking it back to reality, that are struggling right now with their identity. Well, what I realized was that I've been on a quest myself to get better myself. And as I want to improve myself, because I wish I was better then. I wish I knew then that I know now. But I can't change my past. But you know what? I'm on a quest now to help others get better, which I wish I learned then.
And here's an example. You just talk about the inside-out technique, and you have two circles in your book. And one is full of dots, and one is not as many. And the clutter, which gets people distracted and nervous and tense, is what you try to avoid. How, in a complicated life, which most of us have, how do we declutter our life and act in a very direct way, less stress way?
Yeah, the key is to understand how thoughts work, right? So we have a high state of mind and a low state of mind. So one day you're in traffic, and I was in traffic on the way here, and the traffic really bothers you. Another day you're in the same traffic, and it doesn't. You rise above. You move forward because you're in a high state when it doesn't bother you. In a low state, it really affects you. In a low state, you think the circumstance has power over you. In a high state, you realize you have power over your circumstance. And so what happens is the more thoughts we have, that's clutter. That's a low state. That's a lot of fear, worry, anxiety, chronic stress. So all these thoughts, and you are reeling, and you have revved up thought.
But you really are in traffic, and you really could have been late.
You could have been late, but it's also your perspective and how you approach it. And even though you're dealing with that circumstance, you can say, you know what? I might be a little late, but at the same time, we'll figure it out somehow, some way. I can't control this moment, but I control how I respond to this moment. And in that high state, yes, you're in the same traffic, but you figure out a way to either get there or to overcome or to deal with the pressure and the circumstance that you're dealing with. Let's look at the pandemic. A lot of people really struggled during the pandemic, but other people didn't struggle. They thrived during the pandemic. Same experience, same event for a lot of people, but your state of mind determined how you respond to that event. Less clutter is a high state. You have a lot of clarity, a lot of focus, a lot of positivity, a lot of optimism, a lot of belief, a lot of courage and confidence.
I know Anthony Robbins always would say, what's good about this? Well, what's good about it? I could probably read. Maybe this is the chance to take that online graduate course that I'm doing because I got to stay at home. What's good about this? Maybe I could get an online business going. They provide that the extra income to be able to go on vacation for once. So it's how you look at these situations. And again, back to sports, but you talk about working for the helping out the Oklahoma Thunder.
Yep.
And one of the best players on the team walks up to you and says, should I want to play, if I got this right, should I want to play at, what's the difference between playing at home and away? What's better?
Right. They asked me what was a bigger impact on the opposing team, home field advantage in baseball or home court advantage in basketball. And this was the head coach and the star player. And what would have a bigger impact? I said neither. When you know the outside has no power over you. And we don't create from the outside, and we always create from the inside out. Your spirit, your work ethic, your passion, your drive, your purpose, your love for the game, you create from the inside out. And once you realize that, it's just noise. It's like Novak Djokovic. When he hears people booing, he imagines they're cheering. So he's taking the vibration of the sound and giving it new meaning and realizing he could actually create whatever he wants out of that from within and then create the outside from that within. The basketball player said, man, that makes a lot of sense when I said we don't create from the outside and we create from the inside out. He said, that's what I think. He said, 98% of the guys in the league believe in home court advantage, so it affects them. He said, I know it isn't true, so I just go do what I do and play my game. And that's the key. I spoke to Notre Dame lacrosse before they won the national championship this year. I was there for speaking to the Purpose Summit, saw the team was still there, reached out to the coach. He said, come over, say a few words. I told him, you're going to get to the Final Four. Huge crowd. You've never played in front of a crowd like that. A lot of pressure, a lot of expectation. Don't worry about the outside. You just love the battle, love the game, love the moment, and you love playing and let the outcome take care of itself. That's what they did. They won a national championship. Coach was asked after the game, what was the difference? He said, love. We just love the battle.
You just won the battle and let the outcome take care of itself. So when kids come up to you and they now have this challenge of Instagram and TikTok, hopefully not TikTok, now Snapchat's a fast growing. So they're maybe don't have a million friends, right? I saw this stat that 1 in 5 people have no best friends, right? And now it's only going to get worse because people are so insular with the phones. So when people are, when teens come up to you or parents come up to you, I'm worried about my teen. They're letting the outside affect them. Their self-esteem's through the ground, and they really feel they have no self-worth and maybe having suicidal thoughts. How do you get them out of that?
Well, I spoke to a 17-year-old last year, and that's what made me write this book, The One Truth. And when I was speaking to him, I said, do you have a lot of thoughts in your head? He said, oh, so many. I said, do they bombard you? Do they attack you? Do they accuse you of not being enough and so forth? He said, all the time, I just want to give up. They won't stop. Once he understood those negative thoughts were not coming from him, and he didn't have to believe the lies that they were telling
him. Where are they coming from?
Who would ever choose to have a negative thought? And so the initial thought comes from a spiritual place, comes in from consciousness. And when they come in, right, it happens so fast, we actually believe them. Then we enforce them, and then we speak them out loud, and then they become a part of us. So we don't have the power of the first thought, but we have the power of the second thought. So the initial thought is not from you because you would never choose that thought. But then if you believe the lie and you keep repeating the lie, then it starts to really affect you. And this young man was beating himself up for the thoughts in his head. He was feeling guilt and shame. Once he understood this, he said, wow, I don't have to believe those lies. I could speak truth to the lies. I could speak words of encouragement. And part of that is Instagram. No one else can define me. No one else can define who I am. I will never let the opinion of others affect who I am. And I will not compare my life to someone else's life because they don't have a better life. They just have a better editor. And as we're looking at their life, we can often compare. So it's really not social media. It's comparison. And when we compare ourselves to others, we feel less than. And that's sort of
Well, it's how you digest the social media.
It's how you digest it.
But it is harder to avoid.
It's harder because it's more prevalent. It's like when I was young, the new neighbor got a great car or a new house or a new pool, and you were jealous of that neighbor. You had the cool kid at school who had the great outfit and so forth, and you were jealous of that kid. Now there's a thousand or a million cool kids on Instagram. So you're seeing more of it.
And great lives that you're not having, parties you weren't invited to.
Right, and now it's hitting you every single day, so it takes a toll. But the power is helping these kids realize we don't create from the outside in. We create from the inside out.
But how do you get self-esteem if you don't have the parents or you have less than ideal setup?
Right. It's amazing. When you look at people who have grit, they had one person who believed in
them. Another best-selling book, by the way, Grit.
One person who supported them. One person who thought they could accomplish something. For me, it was teachers and coaches in my life who believed in me. My mom, who passed away when I was 59 years old, she believed in me. You say if someone doesn't believe in you, what do? Guess what? You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to define your self-worth, not by anything outside you, but within you. And this book, I wrote this one truth so that kids can read this book, teenagers can read it. I taught it to an eighth grader, and he got it, was a quarterback, and went to a whole new level. As a young person, you could read this, and let me be your coach. Let me encourage you. Let me tell you who you are and how you should define yourself. And guess what? When Superman took off his Superman outfit, who was he? Well, people say Clark Kent. No, he was still Superman. You are who you are on the inside. So you got to realize you create from the inside out. That's how we help these kids.
How do you? So you easily understand, sadly, that why teen suicide rates are high today in 2023 than they were in 2015, 2000, or when you grew up.
Here's why. Like that young man who was suicidal. Once he was believing the lies of those thoughts and beating himself up and feeling guilt and shame, now he's losing the battle for his mind, and he's beating himself. Once he realizes there's a battle for your mind, negative thoughts are trying to divide you, separate you, weaken you, and make you feel powerless. The root for the Greek word of anxious means to separate and divide. So when you feel anxious, you feel separate and you feel divided. Well, guess what? I teach these kids and everyone else how to unite with love. I teach them how to tune into the positive. Trust in truth. Trust. Truth. Speak truth to the lies. You unite with love. Love casts out fear. N, neutralize the negativity. E, elevate your thinking. So I did that with this young man, the 17-year-old. Guess what happened? Literally the next day his parents said, what did you do? Like, he's fine. I reached out to him about a month ago. How you doing? Doing great, Mr. Gordon. High state of mind.
Right. And lastly, when we come back to D's, we're going to handle these. How many D's?
There are five D's.
All right, we come back. You got to get through five D's. I've shortened the segment because I've gone along here. But the other thing is be gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're sitting there in a homeless shelter, or there's got to be something good. Try to find something good that's going on that you appreciate, whether it's your health or your shoes or whatever. And that's probably a good place to start. You write about that, too. The name of the book is The One Truth. Elevate your mind, unlock your power, heal your soul. John Gordon in studio. Back in a moment. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade. Fall grilling is in full swing, and the grilling experts at Omaha Steaks are putting even more sizzle into your September. Head over to omahasteaks.com and type garden in the search bar for 50% off all steaks. September is now Steaktember with mouthwatering deals on all your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks. Plus, get two free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips with select packages like the Guaranteed Perfection Grill Pack, the perfect sampling of everything that makes Omaha Steaks unforgettable. Omaha Steaks offers endless possibilities, endless flavor and value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. And right now, during Steaktember, all mouthwatering Omaha steaks are 50% off and every bite 100% unconditionally guaranteed. Go to omahasteaks.com, type garden in the search bar for exclusive Steaktember packages and get those two free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips. Hurry, order today. This exclusive offer expires soon. Stay fired up for fall grilling with 50% off all steaks during the Steaktember event. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword garden.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, John Gordon spent about 12 minutes making your life better. He's going to make it a little bit better now. It's called The One Truth. Elevate your mind, unlock your power, and heal your soul. John Gordon in studio. John, you break down, is it the four D's?
Right. Actually, five D's. There's one extra one, but it's doubt. It starts with doubt. So negative thoughts will sabotage us, and it comes in the seed of a doubt that can grow into a forest of uncertainty and fear. Second D is distortion. I talked about earlier, negative thoughts are lies that will tell you things about yourself and your future that just aren't true. You're not enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not successful enough. You're not going to get through this health diagnosis, or the relationship isn't going to improve. So those thoughts are always coming in. But again, they are lies. And what do? They discourage you. That's the third D.
And you'll play out to make them make the ugly worry a reality.
Right. And it becomes a reality because you actually, what we believe, we create. And so that third D leads to discouragement, right? So we get doubt, we get distortions, then we're discouraged. And we don't give up because it's hard. We give up because we get discouraged. And we've seen teams give up because of discouragement, and people give up because they're so discouraged and they lose hope. And then there's that fourth D, which is distraction. And distractions are the enemy of greatness. And a distraction is anything that keeps you from being your best. It could be social media. It could be that bright, shiny object that you want that's actually not really good for your purpose and your meaning and your mission. So it's a distraction. And then the fifth D is divide. And we talked about earlier that the root for the Greek word of anxious means to separate and divide. So when we are anxious, we feel separate and we feel divided. We feel weak. We feel powerless. And that's what negative thoughts do. Think about it. Fear divides. Negative thoughts divide. Love unites. And that's the whole point of the one truth. Oneness and separateness. Am I moving towards oneness and connection where there's power? Am I moving towards separation and weakness where I lose power?
And distraction, I believe you wrote about it in your book, it's easy. So you have an objective you want to do, whether you want to finish your house, finish that driveway, or maybe go back to school, and something happens, you fight for a distraction. For a while, you had writer's block.
Yeah, I had writer's block because I was distracted, and I had fear and those negative thoughts that were keeping me from writing my book.
And what was the fear?
Well, I couldn't write The Carpenter because I was fearful that I wasn't going to write a good book. That
energy, you had a huge hit.
Energy Bus was a huge hit. It sold 3 million copies, right? So people were saying, like, oh, your best work is behind you. And I started to think maybe my best work was behind me, and I'm going to write a piece of junk. So I woke up not being able to write. And then I woke up one morning with the idea that love casts out fear. All I got to do, love the reader, love writing, love the process. And if I do that, you will love what the process produces. I wrote that book in 3 weeks.
Wow. So one of the people that you work with regularly is a friend of yours, is Dabo Swinney. He is the head coach at Clemson. And I love the class way. I remember he lost to Syracuse. And he goes, I know you want to talk about how we were upset, but this is about Syracuse. They beat us. He got upset by Duke. Now, this is your guy. So tell me his mindset, why it works, and what role you play with him.
He is my guy, and that was a tough loss, and it was a tough loss to watch. But I know him. He's a competitor. He's a fierce competitor. But he's also going to look at himself and his coaches, and he's going to look at his team and say, why did we lose? What do we need to do better? Obviously, two fumbles in the 10-yard line and a missed field goal is one of the reasons why you lose. But he is such an optimist. He always believes that they're going to find a way forward and get better. And he's always instilling belief in his team. I arrived when they were 4-3 a few years ago, and they played Florida State, spoke to the team that night, and then we won every game for the rest of the season. But it wasn't me. I saw Dabo's belief, optimism. Everyone else was getting down and being negative. This coach was still believing. It's like Deion, right? Deion Sanders. He's all about belief. He's already built Colorado into a winner because of belief.
And 85 new guys.
You have to have talent.
And his son is really good at quarterback.
You have to have talent. Yes. Belief and talent together right. Wins championships.
Yeah, great
and
players.
Culture.
He's one of these great players. Seems to be a great coach. The One Truth, the name of the book. Download it or download it and give it to somebody, or buy it and give it to somebody, or read it yourself, or both. Congratulations, Sean.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Ad paid for by the tax resolvers. COVID-19 was tough on businesses. If you experienced a negative impact to your business during the pandemic, then you need to pay attention. There are some new powerful incentives that have been created specifically for businesses impacted by COVID-19. One such program is the Employee Retention Credit. Its tax incentive could bring you some serious cash back to your business. Even if you received a PPP loan in 2020 or 2021, you were still permitted to receive this credit. There are many ways to be eligible, and taking advantage of this tax credit doesn't need to be complicated. We made it easy for you by doing the legwork to maximize the amount of your refund due. Call us today at 800-611-7172, and we'll set your business up to take full advantage of the Employee Retention Tax Credit. That's 800-611-7172. Again, 800-611-7172. We'll get the ball rolling on getting you and your business some much-needed relief, but time is limited to file a claim. So call 800-611-7172.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.